Blog Talk Radio. Talk Radio. So welcome to the show, and how are you? And we're hoping you're doing fine. Also, the situation, things going on. We finally got some really good equipment going on, so it should be a really great show tonight. So we're going to actually cover a couple of topics here and there and that kind of thing. And we're also taking calls for private readings, but to do some readings and answer some questions for you all out there. So we're going to try to do the past life readings too as well, and look into your past. We have the cards here ready for you too as well. So give us a call in here. Get the answers to those questions you've been seeking for so long. Tonight's the night you get those answers. Give us a call here at 646-721-9031. I'm actually looking for some other things here, too, real quick. And then we have a sponsor for our show, too, as well. I'm trying to pull that up right now as we speak. It's just the idea that... next week I should have more room. Anyway, welcome to the show and that kind of thing. And I do have a co-host tonight, and I was just wondering if it's okay, April, if we sit here and tell everybody that you are here, and if there's anybody in the chat room who would like to ask a question, just go ahead and ask it, and I'm pretty sure April will see it, and she'll bring it to our attention, and we'll sit here and answer that question for you. All we do is ask you to specify if you'd like for us to answer on the air, or we can actually instant message them too, April, and give them the answer. Okay?
Okay.
All right. You don't have to sit there and say anything. You just be there. I guess it's one of those things with just sitting there looking pretty. I still think you're very talented in all so many ways, but one of these days you'll show us all. I know you will. Yeah, we're going to talk about some situations of, we're talking about Atlantis. We were sort of going over some things about, we saw on the History Channel of the alien astronauts, and we were coming up with different thoughts and different opinions about that kind of thing. We're not disputing the idea of alien astronauts, but we're also disputing the idea that it could be one of those things where Atlantis was a whole lot further in their technology than we think, where they had their own space program. And they were influenced by aliens, but they also, like I said before, in the alien astronauts, they talk about building the pyramids and stuff like that. It wasn't like the aliens built those things, or the runways and that kind of stuff. So that the humans actually did that, but they had influence, a superior race. So this we'll be talking about this off and on. So, April, how many people do we have in the chat room? Is it getting full, is it?
We have guests 13632.
Nice name. So, like I said before, if you have any questions in the chat room, just let April know. We'll get them answered for you. We do have some people in the queue, so let's get to the queue and this way we can answer some questions. So, Eric, actually, I got this phone number. It says 0737. I won't go any further than that, but you're on the air, and welcome to the show.
Hello, Donnie.
Hello.
Hello, it's me. Yeah.
Where are you? Okay, why is your number looking like a foreign number?
I have no idea.
It looks like a number my friend had, the girl I was dating last summer. It looks like an English number. Because it doesn't distinguish.
No, it's me.
There's no lines or nothing in it. No, there's not. We actually have someone on the line, too. We actually do have a caller. And it's just because most of the time when we have area codes, they have little smiley faces around them. And yours doesn't have anything. It's just one big long number.
Oh, that's weird. Well, I was having trouble.
Yeah.
Maybe it's my new phone.
So where's your new phone at, England?
I bought a corded phone to use for like when I'm on your show or for you know when I do my own and that sort of thing. So the phone doesn't it does its own thing. It doesn't ring in when it's you know when somebody calls me. I see the little light at the bottom where the message waiting thing is. I see that moving, but it makes no sound. I can pull up the ringer. But it won't, you know, I can set the ringer, I can set the, you know, the loudness of it, but it doesn't ring in. I just got it yesterday, and I've already emailed the seller on eBay. I figured maybe the problem might have to do with the fact that even though it's a brand-new phone, it was one that they didn't get to use at the 2008 Republican convention, and this is a liberal household.
Oh, wow.
So no wonder it doesn't work.
Oh, okay. So with the situation going on, that's what I was saying. I didn't click on you because I didn't know it was you. And so how things going with you, Dee? I was just going to sit here and tell everybody about our sponsor, Richard Belanga, who has a website called www.divinebodywash.com. Again, that's www.divinebodywash.com. Richard is our sponsor. He sponsored the show. And he has his website, and he's telling everybody that on our show, for each listener who donates $25, he will give you a bottle of body wash. And for anybody who donates $35 or more, he will also throw in a bottle of body mist. And go check out the website because he says that he makes these body washes to your specifications and that kind of stuff. So check it out. I think you're going to get a kick out of the whole thing and also get to know who Richard is. Also, with the situation of things like I do private readings too with myself, and so if you want to get a private reading from me, right now we have some really good prices going on for the people who call into the show. So if you want to get the details on those things, please give us a call at 740-601-9835. That number again is 740-601-9835. And or else you can contact me through my website, which is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Again, that's www.psychicxjourneyman.com. And also, if you want to give a call in here tonight, we're here for 2 hours. The number here is 646-721-9031. And Dee, take it away and give people the information about how to get in contact with you if they want to do readings with you in sessions.
Okay. If anybody wants to contact me, my email address is spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com. You can also contact me on MSN using the same handle, spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com. And if you want a Yahoo reading, I'm on Yahoo as Fairy in the Moonlight, and that's spelled F-A-E-R-Y, in the Moonlight, at yahoo.com. But the best... What?
The best thing to do is to email me
first. And we'll set up a time. If you want to give me a phone call, it's 207-374-5072. An email reading would be for a donation of about $20. But we'll, as I have said many times before, I'm willing to work within your budget because I know how tough it can be for people sometimes. And an hour's worth of my time over the phone would be a donation of, say, $60. But like I said, I'll work with your budget. Could be lower. And for... MSN or Yahoo, We'll work out the details somewhere between 20, 25, somewhere in there. And I'm available almost any time you wish to contact me. And that's about it for the moment. I still don't know when my show is going to be on. I've got to email Jessica and find out if there's some blockage going on there with contacting me again.
Really? Okay, no problem.
I haven't since. I know we moved. And, you know, there's just something going on. But hopefully, Psychics Gone Wild will be up and running soon on the, it'll be Blog Talk Radio, but it'll be in the paranormal section. With your host, Gertwin the Messenger.
Okay. We'll keep us informed about what's going down with that whole situation. Also, with our show,
definitely.
Too. Then with our show, we're also on Mondays and Wednesdays at 9 a.m. in the morning for 2 hours. And also with the situation of, I got to look at that too. What is it? Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. We're here at 11 p.m. Eastern for 2 hours, too, as well. Actually, we want to have created a little bit where we can actually do three-hour shows on the weekend, give people a little more chance to actually get on the air and that kind of stuff with some lengthy readings that we do to get everybody in there, take care of the situation, that kind of stuff. But with the situation of things falling into place, it's just keep checking with us. But definitely on Fridays and Saturdays and Sundays, we'll still have the two-hour shows. We're going to do nothing but readings. So definitely give us a call and check in and see what we can do. I'm trying to sit here and look at the whole thing and tell people just come to the Ideal with any kind of questions about anything, any situation, any topic, whatever it may be. Because more than likely we'll have the answer for you, so just give us a call. And the call-in number is always the same. It's 646-721-9031. We actually have a call on the line right now, so just bring them on. What do you say? There you go, 386. Welcome to the show, and how are you? What's your name?
Hi, Donnie. It's Tina. From Florida.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I was calling about employment. I had an interview today. It's a job for one day a week, Saturdays, and it's cleaning timeshares. And I'm supposed to be training next Wednesday. So today I also called a job, it's a follow-up. I'm an advocate like 2 months ago. And it's at a living facility for mentally ill. I talked to the young lady today. She said that she would pull out my application and then go over it. And she said to call her back tomorrow at 3. So this is a job that I had worked at when the owners were different. There were different owners. And it was probably like 4 years ago. So I have experience working there, and the lady that's one of my applications, she's fully aware that I used to work there. So I want to know what you see happening with the job, because 2 months ago when I filled out the application, I called back, and I think they had hired someone already over me, right? I'm not sure if that person didn't work out and now they're hiring someone else to take the fill in that place, or if they have another position available for me. The only thing the job requires is a level two background check, and it requires that I have my med tech certificate and a CPR. But I think they'll train me for the med tech where I can be certified through them. And they'll give me some time to get my CPR. So I wonder, how do you see this going for me? Could I be working by Monday or what's going on with that?
No, I get the impression you could be working by Monday, but it seems like it'd be more feasible by Friday.
By tomorrow?
Well, I forget tomorrow's Friday. The one preceding Monday. What the heck is that? I'm just saying with the situation I was picking up on the Friday following the Monday. So that's what I got. So say hello to D. What's that?
Hi. I said hi.
Yeah, say hello to D. She's really kicking in there. April's doing the chat room too, but I'm pretty sure she wouldn't have no problem you saying hi to her too. She's a very
Hello.
Yeah.
Oh,
God. Everybody say hi.
Hello.
Hi, everybody. Does it like say hello, Gracie?
What's that?
Like hello, Gracie?
So
remember? Burns and Allen?
Right. Oh,
I think I'm going to agree with you.
Yeah,
now,
those situations.
I know for a fact the one day a week is only Saturday. The lady did tell me that I would be training probably next week, Wednesday, and I would start Saturday. It's only for Saturday. But this job here is full-time, and it'll give me an opportunity to move and pay some fees and get been waiting on to pay. So you think Friday I would start?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Donnie said yes, I would agree with him.
Impression to get by the I keep getting by the Friday. So it's one of those things that definitely would happen by Friday, if not Friday itself.
I was wondering what happened the last time, the hold up the last time. Because I thought for sure last time, 2 months ago, I was going to get the job. But it's a young girl that works at the front desk, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I don't know if she had some kind of something against me where she thought I wouldn't have experience for the job. I was wondering what happened with that.
Yeah, to me it seems like it was one of those fishy little things where they went with somebody else just for the idea of going with somebody else. Had nothing to do with anything personal against you. It was just the idea of going with this woman to see what she's got all about the whole thing, which, from what I can get with the situation, it's like she dropped the ball.
Oh, yeah, she didn't like it.
No, so it was one of those things. She had a great opportunity, too, and she just didn't want to take it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't make people do anything they don't want to do. And you know, it's one of those things where you just want to look down and go, what the heck is your problem? And then just let it go.
Like,
you know, they're going to say what they're going to say, do what they want to do, and that kind of thing. And you just smile, just,
the place,
you know,
nice. No use worrying about it.
The place is kind of historic and old, so I can see why a lot of people would pass up out of opportunity to work there. But like I said, they have the advantage of, you know, they'll train me for my med test, and they'll give me some a chance to get my CPR. I was wondering if there was the position when she explained to me today when I called her. She said I needed to be able to do dietary, housekeeping, and, you know, so there's like all kinds of positions in one. So I was wondering if the rate of pay was going to be sufficient enough. Because they're just not only putting me in the office, they're having me to do different areas.
Let's see. We'll look at the situation. So what do you want to know? I get the impression a lot of things are going to be going good for you this year and in the next couple of months.
I wanted to know, like, the rate of pay and, you know, if it would be sufficient enough, if it would be what I want. I'm at least I'm wanting at least because of the, you know, the different, I'm going to be doing like three positions in one. I at least wanted to get $10 an hour to that experience, but I think the least I would accept is $8. You think I would get somewhere in between that range?
Yeah, the thing I got was $8.25.
Okay.
It may be more than that, but I'm just saying to me, the minimum I see is $8.25.
Mm-hmm.
But you do get a really strong impression with this situation too, of actually you gotta being able to determine what that is too by throwing out a figure that you have yourself.
Mm. Meaning that it's negotiable.
Yes.
Do you see room for advancement?
Yeah, at least in the next 6 months to a year after getting that, you see, you see advancement. I keep getting this number three. Three advancement. I don't know what that is, but check it out and see what goes on. Sometimes with a situation, just go through. Just go with it.
I am helping a young lady out. She's having a hard time. We really weren't really the best of friends. We were just associates, and sometimes we wouldn't get along that well. But she recently lost her kids to Child Protective Service and lost her apartment. So after tomorrow, she really wouldn't have anywhere to go, and she has to do, like, I guess some kind of drug treatment. And it was laid on my heart to help her out, you know, with no intention, but, you know, hoping that when you help someone out or whatever, that they wouldn't mind returning the favor. Because, you see, sometimes I need help with transportation and getting around, and she'll help me out sometime or whatever, but... It was just laid on my heart just to help her, and this is something that I wouldn't have normally done. But I was feeling in such a giving mood, and, you know, it makes me feel good to help others, even though I had been so depressed these couple of months or whatever. And my living arrangements are not really that well. But for me to take the little that I do have and to offer it to her, it makes me feel good. And I'm wondering, you know, if she would appreciate that and, you know, return the favor.
My impression is that she would.
Okay.
Very much so. It's like things are working out.
Is she going to be okay with her kids and everything? I am genuinely concerned. Her kids go to school with my kid, and my daughter loves her little boy around the same age. And I just want her to get better. But she really doesn't have a good reputation with, like, you know, she's done, you know, and nobody's perfect or whatever, and she's done some things, you know, to people where she might have burned some bridges. And I'm hoping that, you know, she wouldn't rip my heart open, me extending, you know, my heart to her and opening up myself and showing who I really am, you know, to her. And I'm just kind of hoping that she would honor that and get better, and we can, you know, because she's a single parent like I am, and I just feel like single parents have to stick together. And I even, you know, presented the idea of if she is having trouble or whatever, you know, even getting her kids back and, you know, getting a job again and getting back on her feet, that a possible roommate situation would be okay. But then I have my, the father of my child, he's trying to come back home, so I'm kind of stuck in the middle of three decisions. I basically, if things weren't getting better in the town that I lived in, I was thinking about moving two cities over. But then I got this phone call today, and then I got the possible job that I'm telling you about, the full-time job. So, you know, things are working out to where I may be able to stay in the same city I'm in. So then that cuts out my decision to move. So now I have a decision to either roommate find a roommate so that the bills wouldn't be so much and we can help each other out. She has transportation, I don't, you know, so we can help each other out. Or the father of my child, you know, is possibly moving in and, you know, continuing to raise our child and, you know, trying to make it because times are difficult, which, you know, and you see me leaning more towards which decision would be the best. I mean, of course, I ultimately make my own decision, but I'm just trying to see if it is what situation would fit the best and the outcome, you know, being positive.
The deathly silence.
Uh-oh, I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
Everybody was so quiet, I just said the deathly silence.
I know. I'm like, am I still connected to everyone?
I'm not sure.
I mean, am I boring you guys?
Not boring me. I don't know where Donnie is. I'm still here.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure, but I do think that the young woman is going to appreciate what you're doing for her.
Okay.
I do get that. I do think that you're going to find yourself rewarded for what you do. Because if, mm-hmm. I know it's tough to be a single parent. One of my best friends is a single parent, and it's difficult for her. She's fortunate that at least now the father of her youngest one is in her life, and he does try. So I can understand. I think everything's going to turn out.
I don't mean to cut you off, but that's just what you said or whatever. Hello?
Hello, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Oh, awkward. It's just like what you said with the father of my child or whatever. He's trying to come back or whatever, and so I'm indecisive about that too because it's more of a
it hasn't always been the best between you.
Yeah, I'm still in love with him, and you know he still loves me, but. It's more of a, you know, let's work as a team. You know, let's get
Are you
this
there?
Ball.
Yeah, we're back. Yeah, we're back. We just kind of lost connection there for
back.
A minute.
Well, we're moving on without you, Donnie. what I would say is
do something with
take
that,
it
because
you know,
I can't
take
it
day by day.
The kid wants to cry. Huh?
Oh no! I was
telling
really,
the song she should take it day by.
Hey, we got lots of people talking right now. It's great, isn't it?
Yeah, so it was kind of
awkward.
Wow,
Donnie's back! Yay!
Woo!
Did we break up the champagne?
I was just telling her, I hope I'm not boring anybody, but I was just telling her I was stuck in between three decisions. Of course, I was saying if my situation didn't get better in the town that I'm in to move two cities over, but then I have these two opportunities coming up, so it's getting better. And so my two second decisions were this young lady that I'm helping out, maybe a possible roommate situation with her, or me and the father of my child is planning on moving back in together.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm just wondering, you know, which decision it would be, you know, the best outcome and to lean more towards. Because it's more of a, both of me and the young lady, we're both, we're both single parents or whatever. And with the father of my child, it's more of, you know, let's get back, you know, let's get together, let's raise our kid, you know, together, and, you know, let's work as a team. And I remember talking to you about this before, Donnie, was like, you know, give him more time, he needs more time. So I'm wondering if he's ready to work as a team and be a team player, you know, or if this is just a temporary thing, because he's a Gemini, so it's like you never know what you're going to get. He changes like the weather, you know what I mean? So what's the idea with him, you know, now wanting to come back, and what's his idea of the whole thing? Because mine is, you know, for us to work together on this thing, because it is hard for everybody. And it's better to, even though it's not so bad being alone, but it's better when you have someone else there, like a support system.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So it's the idea of putting your forces together?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. But you know, when you sit there, go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, with the situation, you have allies and that kind of stuff, that things working out really well for you. The idea of trusting your intuition to know who those people are. It seems like you're on the right track with that whole thing, too, as well.
Okay. So getting back with him is a okay. I see, I'm trying to help him. And in return, like, you know, okay, because he was dragging his feet at first, and he's like, well, I don't know, and, you know, so I offered to help him, you know, give him a boost or whatever with what he's trying to do, and in return, he's like, okay, yeah, you know, we can get this thing on the ball, we can get back together, but I'm wondering if that is temporary for him in his mind. Is that something temporary for him if he's just feeling like that at the moment, or if he's really willing to stick it out, you know, through the tough times, and we can build, you know, rebuild on that.
Mm-hmm. This is the guy you were talking before, right?
I'm sorry?
This is the guy you were talking about before.
He's the father of my child, and it seems as if we've been living in separate households, but we're still very involved with each other because we have a child together, and we're always talking about, you know, getting back together, and just because, you know, because it's hard. I mean, I still have love for him, and he has love for me, but it's hard out there for just one woman, you know, even though I have one child. Some people have 5, 6 children. But I have one, and I really don't have a support system, you know. So it's really hard, and I feel like working as a team would be, you know, much better than just me pulling a load by myself, and just better having someone there, a support system. When you go home at night and you're looking at the four walls by yourself, it's no fun.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're saying.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess my question is he thinking more of this being a long-term situation, or he's just feeling like this at the moment?
Well, I get the impression he's feeling kind of vulnerable.
Vulnerable,
Yeah, vulnerable. Shoot. How would you put that? Vulnerability. Oh, shoot.
I mean, I know what vulnerable means. I just am trying to get an understanding of his
why reason. He feels that way.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just want to scream.
Yeah.
I'm just saying with him, I
don't
feel
me. Like
it.
We're on air.
It's the idea of not feeling like somebody's actually going to be there and on a long-term basis. I guess that's how I got to put it. That's why I pick up on the whole thing, the senses I get about it. I just don't feel like he's going to follow through with a situation where he gets the impression that something emotionally is going to spook him again. And I'm not really judging him because of the other spookings he went through, but I'm just saying, I still get the impression that he still has those fears, some of those things he needs to address, and that kind of stuff. It's almost like he has a tendency to embrace you, but it kind of falls in the category of, in some ways, codependency.
Okay. I get what you're saying.
But, you know, you can still work with the situation because you got to look at it like this. When we're sitting here, when I'm picking up on things and that kind of stuff, it's the idea of what I see now. There could be a lot of things that could change from between now and then. It could actually get a different outcome with this situation. Like we were talking about before, when we were talking about being very blunt and very straightforward with him. Because he has a tough time with that kind of situation that I guess you would say a person who wants to play the victim.
Yeah, I'm not willing to look at his back anymore walking out, you know, when times get tough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then when things get better or whatever with me, and it's like, okay, yeah, I'll agree to it. When you've been dragging your feet this whole time and then now things are getting better, it's like, okay, mm-hmm. Now I want to be there. Now I want to be around. And then when things, you know, get you know, rough again, it's like, oh, well, goes back into survival mode, and it's like, well, we both can't fall, so I'm going to exit stage left type of thing.
Right.
Hmm.
What are we doing? It's like, I'm just saying with the situation at hand and that kind of stuff, you know, sometimes I can see these situations where people want to work things out and that kind of stuff because they have children together and that kind of stuff, and they have high hopes for the situation. But sometimes they have a tendency to put too much emphasis on the kids. I'm not saying it's not a good thing. I'm just saying the idea of putting emphasis on your children is good. But at the same time, we have to sit and look at the person that you're bringing into the realm of the situation, how good they can be for the kids too. Because if they're not emotionally strong and stable, they're just going to keep passing the chain down to the next generation. And realistically, you know, it seems like with you, it seems like you're trying to change things. You're trying to change that pattern. You're trying to break at this point. And I understand what you were saying before about it's hard out there, but what you need to do is just take that scenario and that picture out of your mind and look at it as being easy. Because when we start focusing on just that, then we start seeing other opportunities that come into our lives and actually does make it easier for us. But if we keep focusing on how hard it is, the world's going to keep throwing us at more hard things to deal with, and we don't want to do that, really. We want to look at the situation and trace things back to the beginning. I mean, look at the beginning. It's relationships and that kind of stuff. You trace it back to Genesis and look at the situation. You know, relationships were just two people. And if we look at the situation realistically as a picture, look at this, okay? And think about it. As a picture of the perfect relationship, Adam and Eve. Hello. And it's really great, and the situation is going fantastic. And then we have the snake, who could represent friends, family, just the idea of an outside force coming into a relationship, which actually put it into a situation of hardship. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So when you sit and look at things like that, who really made it hard in that process of that situation? It was the person, the perception. And then actually, you know, man has to deal with duality as a good and evil, because at that point, there was no such thing as evil, as in the sense of being in their lives. It wasn't until they gave in to temptation. And actually, I look at the situation, like I said before, where we really want to get more angrier with Adam, because Eve was in a situation not really knowing what to do. But Adam knew exactly what could and could not be done. And he still had a tendency to walk into it spinelessly and say, okay, give me the fruit. I'll eat it, because he didn't want to hurt her feelings. When he should have sat there and stood up for himself and stood on his freaking ground and said, you know something? We're not doing this. Why? Because we're not supposed to. Too many embarrassments here going on. Going, okay, I don't want to hurt your feelings. I don't want you to hurt my feelings. But you the apple. Oh, it's not an apple. It's a peach. Okay, see, we got all these things going on, which we call illusions. Now, before that, it was just Adam and Eve, the animals. They have dominion over everything. Whatever they spoke, whatever they wanted to basically happen. And in the process of making one decision, it really brought a lot of insecurities and a lot of making man feel weak. So therefore, since that point, we've always kind of taken that way of feeling powerless because we don't want to be more powerful than God, not realizing that we're not, we're actually on the same level in some sense of the word. So you see, it's all an illusion. So when you sit and look at the situation and say, okay, we're not trying to judge nobody. We're just trying to say, look at it from a different perception. So therefore, we can get a different outcome with the situation. And be honest with yourself, because if it's not going to work with this guy, and you can see that from a mile away, you don't keep walking toward it.
You're absolutely right, Donnie. You give the best advice.
Thank you.
And it makes so much sense. I really feel like I'm gaining my strength back, and I'm gaining my confidence, and I'm loving myself, and that I can do this. I can see myself being, you know, being an independent woman and doing this and coming up from, you know, starting from, I don't want to say rock bottom, but starting from the foundation and building myself up.
Right.
You know.
Starting from a point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, find a point, start, and go. Because I don't believe everybody has to start at the bottom either. But there is a part where there is a place to start from. And I think we still determine that too as well. So be bottom, medium. Or, you know, right now I got the idea of what's going on. I can actually start from here too. You know, just jump into it.
Do you see angels around me and my daughter?
I could sit here and say, nope. Wait, no.
Yeah.
No, it's like, yeah, we see angels around you, but it seems like there's a lot of emphasis on your daughter right now.
Oh, okay. And is that because, is it that, I know that's not a bad thing, but is that because she just needs, you know, well, she's having trouble in school, and a teacher has talked to me about possibly trying to hold her back in the kindergarten, and I don't want that to happen, but I also don't want her to go to the first grade and be struggling. But these are things that I know that she knows. It just takes her a little bit longer than the other kids to catch on. But I want her to go to the first grade when she's supposed to. And her teacher is telling me she's improving more. She's working with her more. You see her going, passing this year to the first grade?
The answer I keep getting is yes.
Yes. Oh, well, you see a teacher having a sudden change of heart or something? How? Because, you know, she basically said that she's already made the decision to hold her back, but yet it's not 100% yet. So she's kind of confusing me. It's like, oh, you know, it's not 100%, but I basically decided to hold her back. So, you know, what's the deal with that? Is it, you know,
No, I'm just saying with the situation, we have a tendency to feed too much into the practicality of thinking that since it's a worldly thing, it can only go one way. And we're sitting and talking about manifestations and manifesting things the way we want them to happen. I've seen situations like this with schools and everything else. I had a couple that did the same thing with their kid, trying to get their kid into school. And the school's saying, no, we can't do that. And then out of the blue, it all still went their way. I just talked to a guy 2-3 days ago, okay? He calls me up and we did a reading with him. And I told him that the mortgage company that he had was not going to foreclose on his house. Well, 2 days ago, he informed me that the mortgage company was going to foreclose on his house. And I said, I don't understand the situation because I keep getting that it's not going to happen. And that there's a very positive outcome to the situation. Well, he informed me yesterday, again, that they're not going to foreclose on the house. They started a new program. Okay? So you see, the situation is the guy did not give in. He still held to his hopes, and I said it. I was sitting there going, I know what I picked up on the whole thing, and I know the information I got from God, the angels and stuff, came through and said, this is not going to happen. And sure enough, it didn't. So we look at these things like this, and seriously, you know, there's nothing we can't do. There's nothing we can't change. It's the idea of looking at these situations going, you know something? This person is not even being any kind of the way of having any kind of foundation herself. But she says, it's not 100%. So she's kissing ass. You know, she said, I'm going to hold your kid back, but at the same time, she doesn't want to irritate you or offend you when she should do her job. I mean, if she's going to hold the kid back, then do it. If you're not, then not. But to sit there and hang it in the balance, she shouldn't be doing that either. But actually, in a situation like this, it really works for your advantage because it hasn't been determined. And getting detailed and, you know, seriously, affirmations, meditations, and focusing on this and asking the angels to give you an outcome of having this woman go, have your daughter go forward, but also look at the situation of saying, hey, you know, in this situation, you know, this or something better is going to manifest. You know, it's going to happen. It's going to be satisfaction. It's going to be harmonious, and it's also going to be in the best interest of everyone concerned. And you got to put that situation out there too as well. So we look at it and go, okay, what if she doesn't get to go on? Let's look at the situation and realizing everything happens for a reason. And maybe she's just not ready to go. But at the same time, where are we at now in school year? We still have time to make a difference where you can actually work with her one-on-one and really change the ideal and change this woman's opinion about what's actually going on if this girl does learn very quickly. And maybe what we have here is a prodigy of a person, of a woman who actually does learn very quickly, but she's not being dealt with, as in directly. And the teacher could be also at fault here, too, because you got to look at both sides of the equation. You just can't look at the student if they're learning it. You also have to look at the teacher if they're actually able to teach that and get it across to the student, too, where they can pick it up, and she's a good teacher, you know. So we got to take all those factors into thing, but we can sit there and step back from the situation with the information that we do acquire and say, you know something, I can turn this around and I can manifest it the way I think it should go. But I'm just saying, sit down with your daughter and evaluate your daughter, too, what you feel and think about the situation. And if you come to the conclusion that maybe she shouldn't advance right now, that's something you can see for yourself. And if you don't see it, definitely focus on the idea of affirmations and getting her. And it's the ideal of when you manifest things like that. It's the ideal of helping this teacher yours actually sit down and make a direct, straightforward decision of what she really wants to do. Because she's so wishy-washy right now, and you've already picked that up with her and that kind of thing, and you really do feel like your daughter should go forward. So,
I do, because I feel like the problem is that my daughter, I can sit down and I'll do, you know, some things with her, and it's like she is self-doubting already at the age of 6. She'll know the answer, and it'll be on the tip of her tongue, but she'll doubt herself. And she gets overwhelmed when there's other kids around in a large group. But I kept telling her, I know I told a teacher or whatever, it's not a learning thing. She knows, you know, she knows how to do these things. It's just that her attention span may be a little short, and she's paying attention to this over here, and the little boy is picking his nose over there, and the little girl is, you know. So she's paying attention to other things or whatever. When I know that she, and I told her teacher, you know, give her a little time. This is her first year in school, and she'll pick
it up. Yeah, but
she's
also, you know, the one thing about her you need to help her with is to find strength and get a voice.
Yeah,
you know, she's very she's very talented. But you look at a person who's very intuitive too. So the idea of being curious about everything and that kind of stuff could be the idea of picking up things from everybody around her.
Mm-hmm.
So she might need some more work to work with her, where, you know, get a professional who actually understands the idea of intuition and picking up things around you. Where it's like I saw a guy was doing that too. You know, he didn't realize he found his talent as, you know, and his abilities as a psychic and that kind of stuff. And then he realized his father had the same gift that drove him crazy. So sometimes those kind of have a different kind of factors, but he's used that as motivation to actually bring out more, like I said before, finding the strength within his talents. So when he had a son, he went to his son. He did different what his father did. His father kind of like didn't want him to know, not realizing in the process of not knowing. He's still going to discover his abilities anyway, and he needed some kind of reinforcement of somebody to work with him and support him, and he never had that. And then he did the same thing with his son. So he told his son, if you have any visions or connections or something like that, you come and tell me, and we'll sit down and discuss it and talk about it. So when you sit and look at the situation, you might have a different – it's like looking at this thing from all kinds – like at least three different positions of looking at the teacher – looking at you, but also having a different person in there who might actually need a professional to look at your daughter on a different level as in more of a intuitive woman who's actually picking things up around her because of the age that she's at. It makes perfect sense that those gifts really kick in, and the idea of not understanding what they're all about is the idea of needing someone there to explain it to them.
Okay, so I'm not sure what kind of professional I need to go. Is a behavior specialist, a psychologist, how do I go to, you know, something that my insurance, her insurance can pay for? Because, I mean, how do I, you know, call the insurance company and say, hey, I need to find a professional that can work with an intuitive child and psychic, and, you know, I don't know what type of professional. I thought about a behavioral specialist because you're exactly right about the voice. Because the first couple of days of school or whatever, when they're learning their name, when they're new in kindergarten, they have a name tag and they have to listen carefully for their name so that they won't get lost and all these other things. And when it came time for her to get off the bus and the bus driver called her name, it was almost like she wasn't there because she didn't know how to speak up and say, you know, okay, they say, you know, so-and-so, we're at your bus stop, and she's, I'm here. Like, you can barely hear it, so I had to drill that into her. You have to speak up. You have to, you know, you have to speak up. Let them know that you're there, or else they're going to keep driving thinking you're not on the bus, and you'll be driving all around town. And I'll have
right.
to look for you because you'll still be on the bus. So giving her a voice, that is absolutely true. But to build her confidence, I'm not sure how to do that. More hugs and kisses, more listening to her. There is a lot going on in our life, and sometimes it's not easy for me to – it's easier for me to say, okay, smile, I'll do it later, or, you know, I'll – you know, let me – give me a second, you know, kind of, you know, not – but she's the only child, so she does get more attention than other kids with multiple siblings, but she needs extra attention. So I'm wondering if just giving her extra attention and listening to her more would help her emotionally and help her in school. Because when she's at school, she's daydreaming and thinking about what's going on at home and thinking about this and thinking about that. So...
Mm-hmm.
Just a little small tip to try to give her that push. What would give her that push that I could do at home? But, you know, of course, the obvious is sit down and work with her on a school work, but on an emotional level.
Mm-hmm. No, I understand what you're saying. I was the suggestion I put out there is the idea of finding someone. But, it's also one of the situations that I could actually do too as well.
Okay.
I do that kind of work as well. I work with kids who have special talents to work with their parents and them to actually work together to actually help her work on those gifts of hers. So therefore, I can actually help her now. Most people don't discover those things a little bit later because they don't have people actually backing them up and saying, hey, you know something? Something's going on with you and it's okay.
Her gifts, one of her gifts is that she's intuitive. What's the other? Is she good in, is she more just good in the sports or, you know, like there's academics and then there's, what is the other side of leisure? Like, you know, you know, sports or arts or activities.
It's like looking at somebody who's clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient because she feels a lot. That's a gut feeling. That thing you feel within yourself, that freaking butterfly feeling in your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's intuitive. She also has this shy streak about herself where she wants to do things, like you said before, she knows exactly what's going on, that kind of stuff. It's just the idea that shy streak has a tendency to put her in a situation where she procrastinates. When she shows, you know, it's almost like a scared of hurting people's feelings in some sense of the word too as well, because she picks up people's feelings very, very easily. She gets a twinge in her stomach when people are getting hurt, or somebody's being insulted, or like an old person is being treated belittled and that kind of stuff.
Oh, okay. I have
so
to
she's,
do some numbers. I have to get your number or whatever. You know, money's tight right now, but this is something that I really, really need to get with you about. This is my daughter that we're talking about. She's only six, and I want her to improve in every way possible. So I need to, if we can work something out, maybe one or two sessions.
Yeah, we can work with you on your budget and that kind of stuff. Which, like I said, you know, to stick my number, which is actually giving you right now, I bought this new phone, which I just dropped on the floor. But as you can call me on Skype, my Skype number, which is actually 740-601-9835. And we'll sit down and discuss a way of working it out so we can actually get it done. And everybody's having a nice little win-win situation here, okay?
601-9835 and area code 740.
That's it.
740. When would be the best time to call you? In the afternoons, in the morning? What's the best time?
The best thing to do is give me a call in the morning.
In the mornings, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I will definitely get with you on that. If we can get one session in, and of course she's going to be in school, but you're going to just give me tips that, you know, that I can write down and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. If you got a computer where you can actually get Skype on there, I can actually talk to her face-to-face.
Well, I don't have a computer.
Okay, I'm just saying, if you had any kind of access to anybody or a friend or something like that where you could actually use that for a period of time, it'd be great. If not, we can still take care of the situation anyway. All you got to do is call me on that number. We'll sit down and we'll work out something. You can give me a call tomorrow morning if you like, because on Friday mornings I'm usually not doing really a lot of things on Friday mornings. But
okay. Well, what I can do is maybe have like the first talk. What you can talk with I and then talk with her. I have a speaker phone and she's a very sweet little girl and she'll talk to you. She'll talk to you.
No, it's okay. That sounds good. Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, so when I call you, I'll just remind you I have the, you know, 6-year-old and I just kind of want to have a conversation and see how that goes. And, you know, you can give me some tips on a routine to go on with her, an everyday routine, you know, when she wakes up in the morning, you know, things of that nature. But I appreciate your time so much. Thank you, Donnie. And
I will
be contacting you soon.
Alrighty.
Okay.
I look forward to it. Alrighty.
Talk to you later.
Okay, you have a great night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
No. Bye. There we go. All right, let's go on to our next caller, which is area code 719. Welcome to the show. How are you, and what's your name?
Hi, my name is Pam.
Your name is Pam? Did you say Pam?
Yep. Yes, I did.
Okay, well, you talked before, right?
Yes, we have.
You live in Colorado.
Hi, Pam. I live in Colorado. Yes, I do.
You're actually on my Facebook, aren't you?
I am.
I was just trying to recruit, you know, it was kind of funny, too, because I saw you had a picture the other day. I was sitting there going, I need to give her a call. And I think I might have left you a message, too, that I'm moving to Colorado next week.
Oh, you're moving here. Okay. I have to fight with a visit.
No. It's like one of those things of saying, you know, it's about time, because I got a reading from somebody who says I actually have people who are waiting for me to come back. And I was like, really? They go, yeah, you made an impact, so you need to go back and take care of the situation, that kind of stuff. And it's going to be a good thing for you because it's going to be like something's going to be opening up the situation of freedom that you can actually explore exactly what you do, that kind of stuff, and just be who you are. And I said, well, I look forward to that one.
Yeah.
So,
wow. That's awesome. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah, I was actually talking to – I called Mount Shadow Apartments last month, and they said they're going to send me an application. Well, it never happened, so I called the lady yesterday, and I got a hold of the one I actually talked to, Jennifer, and she's like, I remember you. You applied here before and got approved, but you didn't quite make it out here because of scheduling and stuff. I said, yeah. And she goes, is your situation pretty much the same way as it was the last time I talked to you? I said, yeah. And she goes, well, basically all we're going to have to do is verify income, and I could actually get an apartment. So I was trying to put that to play because I work for myself. I worked for a couple companies, but the idea of getting a hold of these people for verification sometimes can be a lot into just getting a hold of the right people, just get the information. Sometimes it's just the idea of constantly hearing voicemail all the freaking time. So
yeah,
I was sitting there going.
Is that in Manitou Springs where those apartments are?
It's actually up on Font.
Fontanero?
It's off of somewhere, yeah. Okay, if you're going toward Manitou Springs, you have there's a 7-Eleven, and then right across from the 7-Eleven, there's this restaurant called the Mason Jar.
Yes.
Yeah. What you do is that there's that road right there. Right there by the 7-Eleven, you make a right on. I think that's the one you go up there. And it Fontmore, because it goes up that little thing there. So it's like, I guess you would say it's like right after you pass Old Colorado City, between Old Colorado City and Manitou Springs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I live right there, right around there.
Do you?
I live on the west side, yeah.
Because I was sitting there on West Colorado Avenue. My thing is, I can't wait to, I think that I've already had three places pop in my head actually going out to check out about getting a shop started. There was one down in Old Colorado City. It's like it's on the right as you're going into Colorado Springs. It's a nice little yellow place. I mean, it's not a very big spot at all, but then again, you don't really need a big spot. And I was thinking I got that one, and I was actually going to check with the people up there where I had my shop before, and then the one up on the Manitou Avenue. It was $750 a month then, which is no big deal, but, it's the idea of putting things together. I always usually go into places and asking for certain prices anyway. So I was there checking it out. So I already got this thing, I already have these things pop in my head, and I decided to connect with that lady yesterday, so I was like, that was positive. And I've got nothing but positive things since then, and it seems like since I made that positive decision to even move back there, like I tell everybody else, once you make that positive decision, there always seems to be a whole lot more stuff behind it that's setting off a chain reaction of good things to happen. So my finances are kicking in where it's like I've been doing all this stuff, but it seems like everything's starting to fall into place I've already put out there. The website's there. There's three companies I'm working for. I just applied for another one. And then looking at the shops, so it's like the ideal. You see four or five different avenues of constant. And that's the thing I keep focusing on. I started looking at the things of affirmations and started coming up with other ones that could actually cover everything. And I think I found a couple that were really good where I have a tendency like this one here. I sit and say I'm happy to pray for 20 private readings. I don't really specify. Sometimes I do. But lately, I've been not really specifying. Just saying, hey, let's do 20 readings today and this will make $200. What do you say? And then we let the readings be what they are. Don't specify any kind of times on it. I also do the same thing with the other companies I work for, too. I'll just go do some readings and have some fun and see what happens with the whole situation.
Awesome.
But I had this one. Yeah, I had this one affirmation that I liked. It says, I enjoy receiving incredible money, prosperity, acknowledgement, success, and fulfillment from my work as a psychic medium, spiritual advisor, radio show host, and shop owner. And I'm enjoying it now. Thank you. I appreciate it. And I
there
just
you go.
I put it out there just like that and say, okay, that was a good one. I like that. And even with the idea, we've seen her. My friend told me, it was kind of funny, I was talking to my friend in California. She goes, when you get back to Manitou Springs, you need to buy a house. And I said, I always tell people, listen to the signs that come through other people. And then don't question it. Don't sit there and go, wait me, buy a house. I can't buy a house. Well, you just got a sign that says you can. So why don't you let the opportunities fall into place, and it might just prove you're wrong. But in the same process of being proved wrong, you also get what you really want. So I thought that was
a good thing. I did the same thing a year ago. It just kind of popped up. I thought, I can't get a house. I can't do this. And and I'm just not ready. And then all of a sudden I got a phone call. I talked to that person for a couple of minutes. I went down to their office, and by the end of the week I had owned a house. And I never even thought I could own a house. So, yeah, so I've been here almost a year now.
Yeah, exactly. I thought that was kind of cool myself, man, because it's like, I think we actually did a couple of readings myself where I felt like that was going to happen. And, you know, it's like, I always tell people, I've had people sit there argue with me too, and say, no, I can't do that. You know, you're saying I'm going to buy a house, but I can't do that. So, listen to the psychic. We're telling you about the future. You're still focusing on the present. Okay, now let it go. We're trying to change that. We're trying to change that outcome for you and say, no, you can have those things, but you have to believe it within your heart. I mean, it's kind of hard to sit there and not back down on people and say, okay, I'm not trying to be hard on you or nothing, but maybe I am trying to be hard on you because I've just seen too many things that defy reality. And I said, you're all looking for miracles, right? Well, miracles, the definition of a miracle is the defiant of reality. That's what miracles are all about. They just go against everything that you think. And it's also the ideal. You need to take a look at your religious upbringing, your religious influences, and your upbringing. That could also be working against you within your subconscious mind, saying, you know, I keep saying I want this. What's really working against me? And then you find that you have these thoughts in your head from your parents and religious aspects and say, well, you know, you can't have those things because you're being selfish. And it's kind of a sense of the word, you, I guess the world would see it as being selfish, but we also look at their perceptions. Maybe they're just not thinking they can actually have all those things, so therefore they're going to keep everybody else from doing it too. You know, your perception will hold you back.
Definitely.
So it drives you crazy, and you sit and look at things. And I just tell people, you know, hey, every time I do a manifestation and focus on it and visualize it, I put this one thing on here where I said this, there's something better now manifest for me in totally satisfying and harmonious ways for the highest good of all concerned. And I always tell people what that thing, what that little saying does is open up all the doors and all the windows of maybe things that you haven't thought about. But you, in the process of making this statement, and this little, I don't know, you could call it like a miniature manifestation that you're doing here, that what you're doing is telling yourself, I want the things that I haven't conceived yet. Because I know they're out there, and sometimes the picture that we really do want, we just haven't conceived all the variables with it, but they do exist. So you're calling it in. It was that one I was picking. I can't. Every once in a while there's one affirmation here that kind of escapes me, but it's a really good one. And I can't understand why I keep missing it. Let's see. Oh, yeah, also, too, Pam, you should, I don't know if you've gone to that magazine, that Bella Screen magazine, and checked out my column in there.
Yeah, well, I've gone there, but I haven't read your column yet.
Yeah,
I was trying to go to it in a at a computer that just said, no, you're not going to that.
Oh, you got one of those? I just went down.
Sometimes.
Yeah, I was sitting there waiting for some for a windfall of money to come in for myself, so I could actually take care of some situations. And today, I was sitting there going, I forgot. I was like, I went in the computer and said, "Oh, my money's there." I forgot about everything. I even forgot to eat. But in the process of going in the town, I actually got me a laptop that does everything I asked it to do, which is fantastic. Because the computer my mom was working on, sheesh, I couldn't get into Block Talk Radio. Which was guy who hosts a show in there. That's not good. And then I worked it all out where I got myself a phone because I was with Sprint. I tell people sometimes with situations we have to take ourselves out of this false sense of responsibility. Oh, I have a plan with Sprint. I have to honor that. I think in the process of a person in a company, when they start doing things to take more money from you, you're getting ripped off. And I think in the situations like that of finding an alternative, I think those alternatives are brought to us for one reason, to correct the situation and to change our path with that company or whatever it is, either to walk away or find a different solution. And I found this company, which is Straight Talk, and I found a plan and a whole bit, almost using the same kind of phone I had before, except for this one was like $70 for a phone and $45 for a plan. When I was with Sprint, I hate to say this, but with Sprint, I did go through this. I was paying almost $150 a month. That's just for service. So, you know, after you get a free phone from them, you start asking yourself, is it really a free phone? Are they making it up in there somewhere? You know?
I know.
So I'm sitting here going, it's not free. It's not really free. It's an illusion. So what we did was we looked past the illusion to go, there's a solution. And I saw Straight Talk. And I said, if this phone doesn't work out, the plans are so simple. They're only $45 a month, which actually covers everything. And what really irritated me with Sprint was they said I had an unlimited plan, too, until I found out that it doesn't cover landlines. I'm sitting there going, how come Straight Talk can actually can cover everything, and they call it unlimited, and it is unlimited everything, texting, internet access, and talk. How come they can do that, but Sprint wants to charge you for landlines? Why? Because they're still trying. They know for a fact you're going to go over those minutes, and they're going to make money off you. So it's constantly doing those kind of things. I've just seen too many companies who actually really do take into consideration of the customers, and they're still making tons of money too. So, you know, I don't know if those companies have a tendency to feed into fear of their own and that kind of stuff. Where they have to do those kind of things, which usually what happens. I was telling a friend of mine, when you start to look at the definition of what sin is, sin, really the definition of sin is the lack of. So when you have the lack of love, you have a tendency to do things you normally wouldn't do. When you have the lack of money, you have a tendency to steal stuff. You know, you have a lack of confidence in yourself, you have a tendency to do all those things.
Well, I have a question for you.
All right.
All right. Well, one of them. Anyway, I was just sitting here.
Okay.
The moon is so beautiful, and we're having these solar flares. What do you take on that for today?
I get the impression they're going to affect the world, but we're going to have a couple of things in here and there. But I was working on RAM the other day, and people were talking about, is the world going to end this year? And it says the Mayas have basically predicted disaster and apocalypse. I can't say the word. Anyway, I said, then you haven't done your research, have you? I said, if you really research that whole thing, it's saying the Mayas are saying one phase is coming to an end and another one begins. That doesn't sound like the end of the world to me. And these flares and stuff are going on. It does seem like it's causing some chaos with the earth and that kind of stuff. But for some reason, it's amazing when you sit there and look at some of the stuff that's been going on. And the idea of people predicting things and what they feel within themselves, what's going to happen, seems to be more around the money than science. Science will sort of say, well, we're going to have all these things. Like, remember back in 2000, when they said the world was going to basically have a downfall then because the computers were all going to go to zero and the whole freaking world was going to shut down? Well, science was wrong again.
Mm-mm.
It didn't happen. You know, it was very disappointing. You're all sitting around. All these people went out and bought all this stuff, and I'm pretty sure they were pretty ticked off because they had all this stuff stored up in their freaking garages or basements, and nothing happened.
That's crazy.
Even to the ones that actually, remember the ones that built the shelters and stuff under the ground, and I think the bomb shelters started coming back into play too. And all of a sudden, none of this stuff happened. So, you know, when those things happen, that kind of situation, I feel like the same thing here. I mean, you keep it.
Block talk radio.
Okay, I was sitting, you know, so I saw the flares and all the things that are happening, the effects that they're having on the earth. But I just feel like it's another phase going to pass by too. Where, you know,
yeah.
They were also talking about earthquakes, and people don't realize this, but we actually had a tidal wave hit this country on the coast down by New Orleans and that kind of stuff. So New Orleans getting hit by a tidal wave, and the thing that it hit before, it had happened back in the 1700s before it was actually populated. And
a lot of
that
people
time,
were killed in that one, yeah.
Yeah, but that one, you know, a lot of the stuff that happened in the past, a lot of us don't know about those things because there wasn't anybody here.
Right.
But there's definitely proof that these things happening and stuff, and we actually still prevail, and we still are here. There's a lot of things we've gone through and that kind of stuff. I see the severity of these things, but not as much as they're trying to claim. Because they're talking about the poles changing. And the reason I sit there and look at the situation in a different way is because we're all made of energy, we all have energy fields, and we all have this magnetism about ourselves. I think when these poles, as they're saying, are going to change, I think we would feel it within ourselves first. And I don't see that. We're going by calculations. I mean, they're still talking about the economy's bad.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking about all these ups and downs and stuff. But I think it's more of a power suggestion. And they're all idiots, in some sense of the word, because
yeah.
of people. But it's like, hey, we're all science-based people and stuff like that. And I said, well, that's the case, and how come you guys are not feeding into the idea that what you put out there you get back, and you're still reinforcing all this stuff, and maybe the reason the economy hasn't changed is because we're actually seeing it through their perception, because their perception hasn't changed. They're still reading it on the figures and that kind of stuff. And, you know, the idea, it's like most companies we have out here right now, that if they don't make more money this year than they did last year, then they're going to convince you that they had a loss. When actually what they're calculating is money they never had in the first place. I got into a fight with a teacher one time because he was saying, if a dress costs this much and they mark it down, you've saved $25. I said, no, I haven't, because when they marked the dress down, I actually had the money just to buy it. So I didn't save nothing. I just waited until the dress dropped down to that freaking price so I could actually buy it for my girlfriend or whoever, you know? So you're sitting there saying, save. And I said, it's amazing how the human consciousness always goes toward what they're losing or what they're going to be saving, when it's actually, it's a parallel between reality and the future, when it doesn't exist. It really doesn't, in the sense of what you feed into, of course. If you feed into things, we know for a fact that it does have an energy field. But I'm just saying, when you don't, it doesn't exist. And that's what I'm saying with these situations of a lot of these things that people are putting so much emphasis on to everything, that it's amazing how much we're debt-bent on destruction. Because I've seen nothing but on History Channel about Armageddon and how much is into this and what's this going to happen. Do you believe this is going to happen? All this other stuff. And it's amazing how we can't focus on the positive aspects of things right now. And I think there's even parts in the Bible where it talks about this is what's going to happen, but perception could change it. And I also think the same thing with Nostradamus. He said he predicted a lot of things too, but he also felt like when human consciousness and perception changes, so does the outcome. And those futures are not written in stone.
No.
So
speaking of futures, how does my spring look for me?
Which ones? The ones in your bed or the one coming? Anyway,
what's that?
I said, are the springs you're talking about, are the ones in your bed, or are you talking about the one coming up before summertime? Because, you know,
yes.
You sit here, when you look at Colorado, I've lived in Colorado, and that's one thing I've always wanted to happen, is to have a spring. It always seems we always jump from winter right into summer. So when I sit here and look at the situation, the way they keep telling me is positive stuff. It's just there's so many positive things that are going to be happening here between the two. You're going to have a couple months, which some people would call spring, where you're going to get more of what you've had before. The unexpected but very pleasurable things happening to you. Or we could say for you, too. You got some things in the works, too, right?
Well, what do you mean?
I keep picking up on work.
Yeah. Yep,
what's
just like you said.
Go ahead.
What's that?
Maybe you're going to say what I was going to say anyway, because I was focusing on, what was it? I was thinking about, you talked about this before, about having a business.
Yeah, I had to choose between business or finishing school, and I decided to finish school.
Which is going to benefit your business.
Yes, it's going to benefit me all the way around, somewhere along the line. Somewhere. I'm hoping
Well, it's like looking at the situation and watching the last two pieces of the puzzle fall into place.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a good choice that you made. So I'm just saying, it's like we said before, I was talking about the aspects of things that happened in my life by making one good decision of all the things that happened afterwards.
Right.
And now your windfall is... Well, it's kind of hard to talk on the radio show if I can't... give up. You mean give in?
Me?
I tapped that.
Do I give up?
Hey. No, my nephew is saying hi. He has a new, unique way of saying hi to me.
So is my spring looking good? What's going on? My work, they're having...
When
they're reorganizing. They're doing all this stuff, and I don't know.
Are you in charge?
No,
if you're not in charge, I get the impression the spring's going to turn things around when you will be. There's some things that I wouldn't look at situations of anything as in being seniority. I just feel like you will take the upper hand on a lot of things because of you and your skills.
Yeah. I've been kind of a born leader, but I've been not using my skills.
That's right, because I looked at the cards we had before, and it said, you're a leader. Now it's time for you to take that position and lovingly guide others. And that doesn't always mean, a lot of people say, well, I guess I got to jump into that psychic thing, right? I said, that's not always what it means. I mean, every time you cross someone's path, you're helping that person by speaking your mind, you know? And I feel like that's what's going to be your... When I sit here and say, see, you're talking about spring. I just feel like there's things being laid down for spring, but it seems like the big kick you're looking for is more in the first part of summer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if not in summer itself, because you actually see this summertime as being a lot of fun. I look at your life as in you're talking about progression. You see, it's like looking at the side of Pike's Peak, and you just see yourself going up and up and up.
Mm-hmm.
You know how you feel when you get to the top of Pike's Peak and you're so happy.
Well, usually I'm passing out.
Okay. Okay, how about this? The first time you went to top of Pike's Peak, the anticipation you had, that's what we see the spring and the summer like for you.
Oh, okay.
I was sitting there going, man, come on, work with me here. But
when I went up there, that's what I did.
Well, maybe I'm thinking about myself, because when I went to top of Pike's Peak, I went with my friend, and she was like, how can you just run across the top? I said, I'm excited. It's fun. I'm having a great time up here. And she goes, I can hardly breathe. I'm about ready to go to the oxygen bar and get some air. And I was like, okay. I'm sorry. I was caught up in the whole thing, because a lot of people don't realize this, but actually America the Beautiful, I think, is that the song that was actually written on the top of Pike's Peak?
Oh, is it?
Purple's Majesty.
Yeah. I've seen the Purple Majesty. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. People, there's a plaque on the top of Pike's Peak that talks about the lady who wrote that song.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was America the Beautiful. Her being on top of Pike's Peak and writing the song, and it became a song for America that we sing a lot. And they actually, I think, if the plaque actually has the lyrics and stuff, and it also has a decoration to her. And a lot of people don't realize at that time, here you are climbing this major train, this cog railroad, to the top of top of Pike's Peak. Well, when this lady actually wrote this song, there was no train or nothing, and she actually rode up there in a covered wagon.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been up there yourself, right?
Yeah.
You've been up there. When you go as you're going to the top, remember that? As you're going to the top of Pike's Peak, you go. You remember the tree, the 2,000-year-old tree that's actually always been there? Was actually there?
I don't know.
It's on the left side.
Goofy when I start getting up there.
Yeah.
Well, as you get to that one point, you also look to the left, and there's a huge lake up there.
Mhm.
Do you remember the lake?
I've been up the cog. I've drove and I've been on the cog. I'm not there. Can't go there. I don't know.
I'm just saying, as you go up there, there's a lake to the left, and it's really cool because the water is like a bluish green. So it's just not a lot of water there. It's also deep water, too. But it's a fantastic lake up there. And on the other side, on the right side, I can't remember the name of the tree, but it's over 2,000 years old. It was actually there when Christ was alive, supposedly. I'm saying, yes, it is. But I'm just saying, you know, it's and if you see this tree, it doesn't look like a redwood tree. You know, those things are old, but they're huge. This is small. It's about the size of a regular size, like a small size pine tree. But it's actually 2,000 years old. So there's a lot of history there and that kind of stuff. We're telling people about what they call the Cog Railroad. I said, well, what they do is they have railroad tracks that go up the side of the mountain. But since it's got such a grade to it, and the tracks themselves are metal, the train, it's a regular train, except for it has a cog gear in the middle of it that actually enables it to go up the side of the mountain. And in the middle of the tracks, they have these little puzzles, little holes that these cogs catch onto that they can actually get traction to go up the side of this hill, this mountain. Because if it wasn't for the cog gear, the train would actually slide back down the tracks. It wouldn't work. So it was one of those. So it's really modern engineering, and plus the trains that when we go up there, those cars are actually were made in Switzerland, because there's actually a car. I think there's also a cog train, you know, also in Switzerland. There's a couple of them up in the mountains. So it was one of those things that they were, they looked around to find the solution, and they found the solution, and now it's a cool thing. And actually down in Memorial Park, down in that area, I think they actually have one of the original trains, and one of the original locomotives. And they look kind of funny too. They're ancient, and they're the way they're angled and stuff to go up the side of this thing, where you're always at a nice balance level, but the train is at a different angle.
Oh yeah, 'cause they got one of them down in Manitou Springs sitting down there, really old one.
Yeah.
The local,
There's also there was one there, but I think there's another one somewhere else too. I can't remember. Oh, I think they got. I think they do have one up on the Cobb Railroad too, back by the tracks. I think.
And they could.
Behind the train station. That train station is really cool too, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
You put a lot into it to make it look original. And a lot of it is really original stuff, where they do all the things, the tracks and that kind of stuff, the maintenance and stuff. And then we also have Manitou. And people don't realize this too, but Manitou Springs, I think, if I'm not mistaken, that power plant up there powers Manitou Springs. Because people don't realize that Manitou Springs is outside the county limit.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It used to cost 85 cents more on the bus to get there because it was outside the county. But now they've changed everything on that too, the format and those buses. I think they was actually trying to. What's the one up by? We got Manitou Springs, and then we have the one up next goes past that. What's that called? Woodland Park.
Yeah, well, that's up over the mountain. Yeah.
Yeah, that's further up, past.
Yes.
It's up in the ridge.
Right. That's Green Hill
Park. Yeah, I love that. Woodland Park is another kind of strange town, because it's like a little village. You got log cabins, all kinds of stuff. Right in the middle of this log cabin, all these little houses and stuff. You got a Walgreens. You got a Walgreens, you got the little thing downtown and that kind of stuff, and you're like, it's kind of like stands out, you know?
Yeah.
But they wanted their, and I also heard they were trying to get a Walmart up there too, and plus they were trying to get the bus system to even go further up to go to Woodland Park too.
Yeah, I don't know about that. They didn't want that Walmart up there.
Oh, I know. They was trying to do the same thing around Manitou Springs. You know, Manitou Springs spent that $4.2 million to take all the power lines to put them underground so they could make that, so they could take Manitou Springs back, which is kind of, Manitou Springs tends to be contradicting it sometimes too, right? But they came in and built that new stuff in there. But I also also heard that somebody told me that the reason the city let them come in and build that, because they convinced the city that it would fit in with the Victorian style homes and that kind of stuff. And when it didn't, it was already built, so they couldn't do anything about it. And I think that's what they were trying to do, talk the city into letting building it, and then once we build it, they can't tell us to tear it down.
Right. It was crazy.
But, you know, it stands like a sore thumb, but at the same time, Manitou Springs is not going to go anywhere. I always describe Manitou Springs, if anybody knows anything about Gatlinburg, Manitou Springs is like Gatlinburg before commercialism hit it. I think that's what they were trying to do. It's a very nice place, a very lovely place, and that kind of stuff. And when you live there, Pam's been there before. After 6 o'clock, you can hear a pin drop down on Main Street.
Pretty much. You know, they still got a lot of hippies down there, but yeah. But,
well,
yeah,
I'm going to go back next, because the tourist season's about ready to hit in. But my favorite thing to do is to go to Manitou Springs, is to go up that incline again.
Oh, yeah, they're going to open it up. They're going to try to make it legal.
Yeah, but what's so funny about it is people have been going up that thing for years.
I know.
And I told a friend of mine, I said, the reason they have a sign up here says no trespassing, because if you get hurt, you can't do anything. And you can't sue them. That's why the city put it up there. So you go up there, you fall down, break your neck, it's your fault. And they also say, if you want to push the issue, we'll have you arrested. And no one's ever done that. And people, that one guy said, it's kind of funny how the maintenance was done on that thing too, because you would come back one day and someone just fixed it. You don't know who it was, but somebody came in and fixed the railroad tie or filled in some ground or something or put some bars and stuff in. It was kind of amazing how the community's actually been working on it to keep it going so they all keep hiking. So... It's kind of crazy, because I used to go hiking up all the time every morning, and when I go down there about 6 o'clock in the morning, they actually have a parking lot up there. Come on.
They do, and now they're charging for the parking.
Are they really?
Yeah.
That's why it's so good for everybody to walk up there.
It's crazy. Well, you know, a lot of people use it, and, you know, I even heard people, you know, have met their husbands or wives and stuff there, you know. So.
Really?
They do, and
they're
yeah.
Well, we got some people on the queue, so.
All righty. Well, good. I'll say so. I'm, my future is looking bright, so I'm going to have to wear shades, right?
Exactly. I would definitely. That's a good way to describe it. That your bright. That your future looks so bright, you got to wear shades.
Yeah. Well, let me know when you get into town or whatnot, and you know.
That's what I was saying, man. We're coming to get into town and sit down and have some coffee.
Yeah, there you
coffee,
go.
But they got some great hot chocolate in Manitou Springs, so hey.
Oh, yeah. They got some great stuff. So,
there you go.
All righty. All right. Well, you have a safe trip.
Well, thank you for calling in. And, yeah, definitely. I mean, it's one of those things, too, I tell people when you get readings, look at the situation, so because it resonate with you in a positive way, then focus, use it for leverage to get exactly what you want, and if you're already getting it, to keep focusing and keep going. And then, the one thing
yeah,
about manifestation, I've seen a lot of people have a bad habit. Yeah, with manifestations, they have a tendency that when they get something, they think it's not a good thing to keep asking for more, not realizing that we need a constant, unlimited flow of everything that we're focusing on, because, you know, we're not going to, most of us are, let's put it this way, there's tomorrow, there's today, and to have an unlimited flow, it means you're going to be covered every one of those days, so that's what we want to do.
All right.
But thank you for calling in, Pam, and like I said, I'll definitely keep in touch, and we'll get together, go down, and I used to go down to, down there in Old Colorado City, right on the right, Well, it's on the right if you're going toward Colorado Springs, but it's right there, and there's got all those little shops. There's a place that sells chocolate. I think it's called
Rocky Mountain Chocolate
called?
Factory.
That's it.
Yeah.
We have to go there.
Yeah, it's good.
Yes, it is, because they actually sit there. It's great, too. You can sit there and watch them make the fudge. They got these big marble slabs in there that they make the fudge on, and they say they have marble slabs is the best way to make the best fudge, and you know something, they prove it every day.
Yeah, they do.
So, yeah, so I think once we move to Colorado, I think I should be able to get sponsorship on some of those things. Okay, all right, well, thank you, and you have a good night, Pam.
All right, bye
bye. Bye bye. All right, let's keep going. We got some time going on. It's 21.
You're absolutely 21. Right. Marble is the best way to make fudge.
Oh, yeah, I know. Also, look at the situation going. Look at this. We've got 20
My
minutes.
Mother used to do that. I remember her with her spatula. It had you know, the metal part and then the wooden handle. She would turn and turn that stuff, and it was the smoothest, creamiest. But I always thought it was best when she left the walnuts out.
Right. But I was going to say, it's 20
I
we
have
20
you
minutes.
On mute on my computer, and you're still nattering away.
No, I hear that.
The sound won't shut off.
No,
it's the moon.
Right. Well, like I said before, we still got 20 minutes left, so give us a call in here. It's 646-721-9031. It's 12:40 a.m. here in Ohio in Circleville, broadcasting live, and this is your guest. We have guests with us. We have our co-host. I think April's still there. You still there, April?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, and we've got Dee with us, and I'm your host, Psychic X Journeyman. My friends call me Donnie, and this is my show, Psychic X Journeyman, Spiritual Link.
You are, too. We all take over the show.
Okay. no thanks. Anyway, also I wanted to make. I also like I do. Before,
April and
you know,
I are taking over. You can go rest.
Well, I still want to sit down and tell us about tell everybody about our sponsor. We have Richard Palenga, who has this great website called DivineBodyWash.com. So check it out. And he's saying for each one of our callers who calls in and donates $25, he's going to give you a bottle of body wash. Okay, it's a spiritual body wash made to your specifications. Also, if you donate $35 or more, he's going to throw in there and give you a bottle of body mist. Okay, it's fantastic. Go check it out. That website again is www.DivineBodyWash.com. And if you want to, go check it out. give us a call and give us your feedback on the whole thing too as well. It'll be fantastic and all the things that go with the whole thing. And also, I do private readings too as well. So if you want to give me a call and take advantage of those private readings with the details, because we also do group readings, which 5 to 10 people, and group readings where we sit around and there's one price that you pay for that, and everybody in the group gets to get a reading, a full reading, a full 7-card angel reading. Also, with the situation too, call me. We make arrangements where we can actually do group calls on team. Group readings on Skype, where we can do it like 10 of your friends. You pay one price. 10 of your friends get full readings until we're done. It's a whole situation of it's a great party too. We also do parties, and so if you have a party going on, we can be there in person, or we can actually be there on Skype, or people can see me face to face, sit down, set a table up for me, and we'll sit there and do readings for them right then and there. It's a cool thing. It's one of those new concepts we're doing right now where we can still be at parties, even if you're clear across the country, and still get those readings done for you. So check that out. Also, if you have a charity function or anything like that you want to do, we're also available for those. And with those, there's no charge. Just give us the time. We'll show up, and we'll help you reach your goal of what you're trying to do with that charity. Guarantee it. The manifestation skills are just off the scale, so just give us a chance to actually show you how it works and get you that charity money that you're trying to do and help those people and whatever goes along with the charity. Also, with the situation of calling me, we also do email readings too as well. I think they're $35 for a 5-card angel reading, which is equivalent to like 5 questions. So check that out too. And like I said, we have all these other readings. And plus, for the people who call the show, we have a special rate for you, which is $33.33 for a 60-minute session. $22.22 for a 40-minute session, and $11.11 for a 20-minute session. And then we also have this 1-card angel reading, which takes about 15 minutes, and it's only $9.99, which is usually on these things here. The regular prices on those things, like for a 60-minute session, is $125. For a 40-minute session, it's $75. And for a 20-minute session, it's $55. And for the 1-card reading, it's actually $35. So you see, you're really getting a really great deal by calling in here and hearing these prices and taking advantage of those things. So this month is called Special You Are Special Month, and give us a call, and we'll definitely get those readings into you. Plus the session we're talking about where we sit down with the kids and work with kids and children, life coaching, counseling, and relationship counseling, that kind of thing. For those sessions, they're 90-minute to two-hour sessions. They're only $77 right now, $77.77, which is usually a regular price at $135. So you see, it's really a good special and good things going on, because I guarantee when you freaking invest your money into those sessions and the readings, you're investing money in yourself. So therefore, it benefits you more than what you think. Plus, if we're crossing paths, take advantage of the situation and see what happens, okay? Because I guarantee you, you're going to walk away with a smile on your face and get the direction to change your life, all right? So give us a call at 740-601-9835 or contact us through our website, which is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. All righty? Also, with the same situation, Dee, tell them all about you and if they can get a hold of you about getting readings with you and sessions, and it sounds like you do a little
okay.
Of yourself.
Anybody that's interested in a reading, you can contact me via spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com. That's my email address. I do email readings for, say, a donation of $20. That's my, my suggested price. My suggested donation price. But, you know, I'm willing to work with your budget. If you wish to have a phone reading, my phone number is 207-374-5072. I also am Fairy in the Moonlight on Yahoo.com. If you want to contact me there, it's Fairy. And also, I do use MSN, where I'm also spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com. For an hour's reading, it would be about $60 donation, but I'll work with your budget. I take PayPal, and you can reach me just about any time. I'm usually online, and if I'm not, you can always send me an email, and I'll get to you just as soon as I can, and I'll make sure that that I don't leave you hanging too long before a reading. I like to, get
right
on it. So
right.
Cool. Anytime.
All right. Yeah, I'm pretty sure here in the near future we'll also be asking April for her information too as well. So you have both sessions. I think she's got some great talents about ready to explode. Anyway, with the situation that's going on with things like that and that kind of thing, I also want to sit there and say that if you want to give a call in here, we got plenty of time. Give us a call, 646-721-9031. Let's go to our next call, which is actually area code 407. You're on the air. Welcome to the show, and how are you, and what's your name?
Hi, I'm doing great, Donnie. I haven't spoken to you in a while. My name is Lori, calling from Florida.
Lori from Florida. Yes, we've talked before about a couple of things here and there.
I was,
I think we were actually
When I can get in.
Right. Yeah, because I was sitting there talking about some things about writing this freaking book I've been trying to put together, which I think it needs to be done now, you know?
Wow,
and it was
yeah.
One of the things. We talked about that a couple times before. But Lori, just make it all about you. And pretty sure you called in. And how can we help you tonight?
I've been having an issue with my sister. Love her, bless her in the Lord. She caused some violence at my house, and I just want an angel reading to teach me what is the best way to handle that situation. I'm not pursuing her to give her things. I just want to bless her in her life. Is there anything that I need to watch out for? Is she coming to do me harm, or, you know, is everything okay?
Well, she does have a tendency to have a violent nature to the side of her, but she feels... To me, I feel like there's a lot of jealousy, since the word, too. You know? But when I'm sitting here shuffling as we talk, I was sitting here looking at the situation of myself, and you just feel like, God, if you could just sit down and have a heart-to-heart and really get your feelings out there, where you feel like there's, on her end of the situation, as being, how do we put this? Sit down and have a heart-to-heart to get your feelings out because of her resentment of you. But when I look at it even deeper than that, I don't feel like it's really a resentment of you. It's more of the things that she hasn't accomplished in her life that you keep reminding her of. So I was sitting there looking at the cards and saying, you know, this is a relationship that needs to have a second start. But it feels like you've had those many, many, many times before. A fresh second start, which I was saying, I feel like that's happened many times before, but I feel like this year it could actually be something sitting down and changing the whole format. But it seems like a heart-to-heart talk would really make a difference. I do feel like it might be a little difficult on her side of the equation because she doesn't like being in a compromising position to feel embarrassed.
None of us like being in compromised positions, but this is the thing. She always wants everything on her terms. She was dominating my house and not helping me with a dime, and towards the end she got violent when I said, hey, you owe me money for the loan that I gave you. It wasn't a gift. And she turned it violent, so now I'm like, you know, she's walking around my neighborhood because she's moved with a friend, and I'm not afraid of her. I just want to know, do I just, of course, stay away from her, but what are her intentions towards me? Is she going to try to confront me and, you know, do I just need to back off, go the other way, or I don't feel like talking to her. It's just a waste of time because she's very stubborn and she just doesn't
Right, it's a hard situation. That's what I was saying before, because the idea is you get that impression that mm-hmm. initial sitting down needs to happen.
Mm-hmm.
All right? It really does. And I understand your point of view of the situation, and it definitely wouldn't work unless she does take the initial steps to do that. But also on your part, the thing I get is, it's like saying, it says free yourself from the situation. You know, the way it's time to take back control of the situation is to separate yourself from it. It also talks about the idea that you can actually make an influence in the whole situation by sitting down and writing and working and getting it out of you. And then there's the idea of putting it in the angel's arms.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we just want to do this. Here, God, angels, it's yours. I let it go. So therefore, you can take care of the whole thing. Because the next card I got was trust. Trust your feelings and dreams to guide you to basically guide you on this path. It just seems like it's worked with her career and everything else goes along with it. And then the next card says, it talks about you being an earth angel, born to protect. And I think that's one of the things of resentment is you get protect. The ideal, it's like being, you were originally, it's like the ideal, the situation of imbalance is the ideal of seeing you as a person who is protecting your sister.
Yeah.
But she's always seen it in a different way.
Yeah.
But one thing she's not willing to do, she's not willing to look at the reflection that you all give back to her so she can learn more about herself. She refuses to admit.
What was that? I can barely hear you.
And I was seeing... Yeah, there's some. I keep getting this interference with some. I can hear myself, and it's throwing my concentration off. Where I can hear that, it's like I'm coming through someone else's computer. Something.
Bob talks all screwy.
Yeah, and I'm sitting there going, "Wow, man, it's driving me crazy because I'm getting this feedback in my head in my headset, and I can't really focus and concentrate because it's driving me to the freaking walls." But it's saying that in a situation like this, to let go of your controlled issues, allow the situation to unfold naturally because there is anything, the only thing you can do is sit there and go, okay, what does she also reflect about me that I need to learn about myself? So take that into account of the whole situation. You know, the harm that you're talking about, when I first started talking to you, I did pick up on the ideal of seeing her walking around toting a shotgun. Now, I don't think she's going to shoot you, but it's given me the severity of what she could do and that she has thought about it. Because it's like seeing someone as, when I start to look at you, I actually see you as a solution of a lot of things that's happening in her life if she would just listen. But she sees it another way. Does that make sense to you?
Perfect sense. Because I let her be codependent towards me. And I was helping her, but then she started copying an attitude and being demanding with me, and that's when the situation didn't work. And she lived with me for 9 months without paying for anything, nothing at all. Anytime I said that we need to revisit this, I need some money, and she, you know, in her defensive way, would cause an uproar and a fight and take off for a week or two and just come back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I can understand that because I had a brother like that too. Never could understand the whole situation why he stole stuff from me. I mean, he stole my class ring. He stole my car. He stole my battery. It was just one of the constant over and over and over again, you know. And then you sort of look at the situation and realizing it wasn't really the stealing part. It was trying to just... take away because he felt like I had taken so much from him because I'm the oldest and he's the second. I don't care about being the oldest and he wants to be the oldest.
Yeah.
So you look at the situation.
I'm 5 years younger than her. And it's like I've always worked my tail off. And, you know, I've tolerated a lot. I've been in a close to 17-year marriage. Hasn't been easy
mm-hmm.
at all.
I'm just saying, with the situation, you see a separation between the two of you. You see, like the idea of, well, I was talking about this conversation and heart to heart. You really don't feel like it's going to happen, and it's going to happen. I feel like really strongly. So we're talking 6 months into the year.
To stay away. Is that what you said? To stay away for six months to a year.
When it comes to me, it shows me as that initial thing could actually really happen.
Oh.
Okay, it could really happen 6 months into the year. So don't look at things like they are now and say, okay, this will never happen. Just look at the idea, because what they were saying before, was you guys ever close at all?
Very close. When she lived with me, she just had a dark side come out for no reason.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking there was a connection to the past when you guys were younger, when you were kids.
Oh, yeah.
It seems like the only person that's ever been really supportive in your life is her. Same thing with you being supportive with her. So right now it seems like a lot of confusion when I look into the situation. But it does show, it also shows a separation between the two of you too, where it's like she's going to be going away.
Oh, soon? You
is leaving?
It seems like it's going to happen in the next 2 months. Because it talks about the time of separation is on the horizon, and usually when you see those kind of things happening, it's pretty soon. So if you have some oracle cards of your own,
mm-hmm.
allow yourself to see what's really there and trust it. Express your love. You know, it's one of those things, like I and my brother do that too. You just look and go, and we do get caught up in the whole thing of insulting people because they insult us. We want to insult them back. And then when you start realizing it's just escalating more and more and more, and that you are part of the problem, you have a tendency to back off and go, okay, I can't do that. And I think that's where we're at with you, because you really need to walk away from this whole thing, because that's the very first thing I picked up on, is you need to free yourself from the situation, because it's going to come back. And the things that you had when you were close, you definitely see those things happening again. And you do see it happen this year. But it's the idea of, like, I keep getting this really strong impression. We all need to look past the illusion of what's going on now. Because what's going on now is, as you call this dark side, I keep getting this dark side where I keep getting a strong connection with Father.
Hmm.
Would you have any insights to that whole thing where she would have this resentment toward her father or something between her and the Father that happened between the two of them, that it kind of manifested and festered within her, and then that's what you saw, is that you say that dark side came out. It was just the suppressed emotions that came out that need to be dealt with, and she's not dealing with them. She's basically letting them run amok, and they're controlling her actions, and she's making decisions. Like we always say, man, come on, emotions are nothing but for after you've made a decision to express yourself fully, completely, not to use those emotions to make decisions.
That's what she does.
Yeah.
You hit the head on the nail. She bases everything. She has an emotional outburst, packs up and leaves, and then later on tells people she got turned out, she got kicked out. When it was all the drama that she herself caused.
Yeah, it was the consequences of her actions.
Yeah. I confronted her. Hey, you know, I used my credit card, got you your plates, got you your tags. I need the $75 plus the $25 bad check fee that I got charged. You paid me with a check. And she said, well, I'm not going to give you your money. Yeah. And I said, well, I'm not going to give you your tax. And she called. She confronted me. She hit me in my house. I protected myself. And she told the cops that I hurt her. And she told the cops that I wouldn't give her tax. And she cried and cried and cried and cried. And she was going to press charges and have me arrested. I was in my house.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? Hold on, guys, for 1 second. I want to sit there and tell everybody thank you for calling in. Thanks to all the people out there supporting us, and thank you for all the donations. And like I said before, with the donations, our sponsor, Richard Palenga, who has a website called DivineBodyWash.com, says for all the listeners who donate $25, he's going to give you a bottle of body wash, and if you donate $35 or more, he's going to throw in a bottle of body mist. And it's a very good product and that kind of stuff, and he also makes these things to your specifications, so check it out. It's a really great deal. And also with the private readings, give us a call here at 740-601-9835 or contact me through my website, which is www.psychicxjourneyman.com, and we'll get together and all the things that we've been doing lately and that kind of stuff, working with children, that kind of stuff. Love to sit down and talk with you guys. We're also looking for sponsorship. Anybody who wants to advertise the show, or you can do like Richard did. He's sponsoring the show, and he's getting his website exposure and the idea of giving everybody also something back in return as well. So check us out. Also with D also does readings too. So D, give them information real quick before we head out.
Okay.
And I also want to tell everybody else who
I can
everybody
be contact-
in the queue. I want to tell everybody in the queue, if you're there in the queue when we're no longer broadcasting, we will still get to you and that kind of thing. So stay right where you are, and do you tell them what's going on? Tell them about your information. Sorry.
Okay, you can contact me at spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com, and you can also contact me at 207-374-5072. I'm Fairy in the Moonlight, FAERY, on Yahoo.com. Messenger, and I'm also spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com on MSN, and I will do readings there. For an email reading, a suggested donation would be $20, but as I've said before, I'll work within your budget. $60 for an hour or so worth of my time on the phone. We can work things out for either Messenger for somewhere between $20-$25, depending. And you can call me most any time. I accept PayPal. And I think that's about it, unless I've missed something.
Okay. No, I think I got it all. Yeah. I was just gonna tell everybody what the situation we had. I have a little phrase I saw in this book. It's a cool book called The Soulmate Secret by Ariel Ford. Check it out, or you can go to my website and look on the book page, the spiritual books that I recommend, and you'll find all the information to get that book. And there's also links if you want to get it at Amazon.com. Just click on one of those links. It takes you right to Blog Talk Radio, and you can get that book for you. And that's a great book because one of the phrases that was in it was this one here. It says, immature love says, I love you because I need you. Mature love says, I need you because I love you. And it's one of those things of looking at the situation of just exactly that's what it's all about. To realize in the presence of situations that you want to do, are you ready for big love? Because big love can happen in a relationship romantically, family, friends, anything you can look at. The situation of even having the best friend you ever had and still have a spouse or a wife or a husband. And also the book also has a prayer for manifesting your soulmate twin flame in there too. It's a cool prayer, and it's one of those things, like, it simply goes like this. God and all that is, in this moment, I am grateful for the healing of my heart, of everything that would stop me from attracting my soulmate twin flame. In this moment, I remember that my perfect right partner is magnetizing to me, and my only job is to rest in perfect awareness that my soulmate twin flame's heart is already joined with mine as I savor the waiting. And so it is. And when you put those things out like that, don't be surprised what's going to happen, I'm telling you. So, Lori, with the situation, like I said before, realistically they're saying that you should be working on yourself and focusing on your life, your career, and everything that's going on as in your wants, needs, and desires and your goals. And then the situation of doing just that, of being who you are, this is what was actually a creation that actually created that closeness that you had with your sister. And it's one of those things that she's not going to see it in the process of someone trying to convince her of it. She has to see it on her own and have her own realization. But I guarantee you, by working on yourself, you'll give her that reflection. And I feel like she'll take it in because, you know, sometimes these reflections that you get are just so bright and so right on the money, you come to a point where you just can't dispute it anymore. So just keep praying. There is one in here that talks about praying with your feet moving. It's like a walking meditation, but there's also walking prayer. As you're walking around the park. Go ahead.
Yeah, what? I did that today. They must be reading my mind. I did that today, and I've been doing that in the morning, walking the lake.
There you go. That would probably be a confirmation for you to keep doing that and just get more detailed, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And mm-hmm. I aspire to have an income because I'm writing. I won a design article award, expert article award, and I used to write for four newspapers in Florida, and it was all volunteer until they started cutting them up and chopping them up and remarketing and reselling. I stopped because I wasn't making money. My point is, you see me making money or having a door opening for making money from the writing. I love doing it. I know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, writing's one of those things, too. I think sometimes I enjoy it more. There's sometimes I get a little pressure on the whole thing. I started writing this column where I was like, okay, I think it's one of those things of focusing on things and writing things and trying to reach people, and then you get kind of nervous that you might hit it. You might do something that you're not sure that you're actually getting across enough where you don't want to do it. It's just the idea of working against yourself. And then when you finally just let it flow out like a river, it has such an impact on yourself and everyone that crosses your path too. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It takes on a life of its own. I look at the blank template. I look at the blank screen. I took my little yellow pad notes, and I look at the notes and I start writing. They're never the same. The yellow pad notes don't have the same energy that the typing does. And once it's up on big lights on the computer, it just starts rolling and flowing, and it makes me feel good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, me too. I got to get this thing done, too. I was just thinking about that, too. Deadline's the 14th. Oh, wow.
You'll make it. Don't try to edit and write at the same time. write all your creativity and then go back and correct the grammar.
Oh, I knew. I learned that. I just learned that because I was sitting there and a friend of mine started off for me. I had someone that actually I was dictating to write it out for me. And then I went back over it, and I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. We wrote this thing out, and I went back over it and actually ended up going in a totally different direction because of what had been written. Motivated me to go from a different angle in a different direction. Then it came out pretty good. Well, it was pretty good before. I'm just saying it came out more really like you're trying to detail, focus on the person and say, okay, this is trying to get out there and say this is what we're trying to say. And hopefully they comprehend it and take it, absorb it, and learn from it.
Muted energy, and when you're going at that higher level, it's a message is going to come out, and the words are going to rhyme and everything. So you just kind of, oh, okay. You start reading, and you're like, what? All this is rhyming. Oh, wow. Okay, because you don't even think about it.
Oh, yeah, the same way with the freaking poems I was writing, too. Yeah, you're right. Plus, my thing is, when I write in the column, you know how I get passionate on the show. I'm trying to recreate that in writing. And sometimes it's like I told this one lady, I said, when we do readings on the show and stuff, I feel like sometimes after we get done, sometimes we're still wondering if we actually, you know, gave enough. Was there something else we could have said? Is there something else we could have, you know, brought out at the time? So you're always constantly striving to actually give more.
Yeah, but whatever comes out, it's not always just for you to come out. It's something that they need to hear. Sometimes I just let the energy go, and it's like,
right. Listen,
like I'll be watching TV, you know, snuggling with my husband, and then I'll hear something like an ex-boyfriend's name that I haven't heard in like 22 years. And I'm like, oh, I guess that person's thinking about me. You know, spirit just talks to you and says things to you and transmutes words and word energy, or it just happens all the time, or pops people in front of you. Oh, it's just amazing. Is there anything that I need to be aware of coming up, Donnie?
No. It's like looking at the situation going, is there anything coming up and that kind of stuff? I'm sitting there going, the one thing I got the most and the one card that popped out at me was talk to your angels. Because it's one of those things where I sit and ask people all the time. It's like you can ask me all kinds of questions you want to and I connect with the angels too. But it's also showing you a nice reflection that when you don't have clarification, that you can ask your angels. I didn't get that. So could you clarify it for me? And they will. The situation I see here is the ideal of just focusing on yourself and the process of getting to know who you really are and that kind of stuff. You're going to have some intuitional things that are going to kick in where I get this connection with your sister of where you're going to know exactly what she's up to, and then you're going to sit there and the way it comes across is you're going to protect yourself accordingly, and you're going to realize that the state that she's in some sense of the word, that's what you have to do. You know, and the idea of caring about your sister, putting it out there and putting the situation in perception, because sometimes they do things and they have to learn from their consequences. So sometimes we have to do things that we don't want to do. Like, for example, I had a fiance who basically got angry one day and pulled my hair out and smacked the hell out of me. I knew I should have called the cops just for the point of pointing it out to her. But just because she was a woman didn't give her the right to do those things, just because it had been done to her. And I think I should have followed through and done that, and I didn't do that, which had some bad consequences to the situation, which I felt like it could have been a different outcome. So I always say that you need to follow through with those things when they come to you. Anytime something within yourself has a voice to be heard, it needs to be said. We always have a tendency to make excuses. I don't want to say this because it's going to hurt that person's feelings. But we also have that deep growling thing with down in ourselves, too. It knows that it needs to be said, and they need to hear it.
Exactly right. I've written, like I said, on these newspapers, and other psychics have told me you need to stop having that need to be read, and you need to focus on writing your own book.
Right.
People are copying your stuff left and right, cutting it short, this and that, but I've got more inside. Yeah, I've got more inside. It's not like they're taking anything from me. I've got a lot more inside.
Yeah, and exactly.
I did a lot with a couple of, like I said, no more posting. You shouldn't be posting out there. what is it with you? Why do you need to be read? It's called name recognition. I mean, everybody mm-hmm. has to do a lot of things, a lot of free work, a lot of pilot movies, a lot of low-end budget movies, or whatever, however you want to equate it to the arts. We all have to pay our dues and do things, you know, from the bottom up, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of crazy. I don't think people...
You got to follow your own gut.
Yes, exactly. I was just saying with the situation at hand, I would... That's right, these shows are too short. We got to do 3 hours. You know? So get those donations in so we can actually increase the time of the show. Yeah, it's like looking at the situations of what you were saying before, write your book and see what's going to happen. See... It's like looking at people saying there's a positive and a negative outcome to people's consequences of their actions, which means there's good consequences and there's bad consequences. So in the process of following through with what you need to know, that you know you need to do, a lot of windfall as in a positive thing is going to happen for you. You need to listen to that voice on your side yourself that keeps saying, just let it out.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I keep getting. You need to do that. You do it. And, you give great advice, too, so definitely keep doing that, too, as well. But in the situation I've done before, when it comes to spouses and sisters and that kind of stuff, sometimes you just got to honor yourself, and you can still care about them as much as you ever did, but that doesn't mean you have to associate with them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Until you get that good feeling that you can, because, I mean, like my ex-fiance, I was a couple times associating with her mother, and she was, I knew for a fact that she was out to hurt. It had nothing to do with anything of protecting her daughter. It was just the idea of hurting a person because maybe somebody was actually getting something that she never had.
Mm.
And she just, maybe it was something within herself she needed to deal with too. Subconsciously, she just wanted to ruin everybody because she felt like she ruined her own life and she just wasn't strong enough to admit it to herself. But on the other hand, there's other people who do good things, that kind of stuff. And the idea of when you keep hearing it from everybody else, it's okay to acknowledge that, yes, you're a great person. You've strived, you've gotten there, you want people to see that, and then they do. And then you have a tendency that when they make compliments, you have a tendency to clam up. So just remember next time you clam up, take a deep breath and go, thank you. And tell yourself, yes, I am. And it's okay to do that. All righty?
Sounds good. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to... See, we got some other people in the queue, but definitely, Lori, get with me sometime. We'll sit down and talk, okay?
Well, I've called you, but you never call me back, don't you?
I know, but it wasn't because I didn't want to. It's just the idea of putting things together. I've had people I want to talk to about some things, and then all of a sudden I get a chance after they've called, and then all of a sudden something happens. I had my daughter come in that one day where she was like, you need to talk to me right now. And I'm like, okay.
You can't turn away.
Huh?
That's one woman you can't turn away.
No, I got two of those.
Oh, wow, two girls. Wow, yeah. I'll just send you a Facebook message. How's that?
Send a message. It's almost like a Sting song, isn't it? Send a message. SOS. Send a message. I looked at your number, too, and I was like, I know that number.
Mm-hmm.
I need to call that number. I need to sit down and talk, get some things going on to myself. Because it's like the idea of two authors motivating themselves to do what they know they need to do.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Do.
Yeah, that would be me. But you got the
number. Also...
Huh?
So it's like I was telling you before, too, if you know anybody who wants to actually sponsor the show and get some stuff promoted, too, let us know, okay?
Okay, I will. I do deal with a lot of people. I will. I do.
Yeah, you were the one that told me about the getting a notebook, give me a little spiral notebook to write notes on, and you know something? That's what I was thinking about, because I need to get me another one. I was thinking, I wonder what Lori's doing right now, because I remember you telling me that, and I was like, I need to get another one, because I'm just energized. I need to write some notes. Those things come in handy a lot more than I thought. So.
It's organization, and it's all in one place, not little papers and back of envelopes and, you know, little sticky notes, just one place, and you can look at it, can even start the day off.
I was going to say, you've been looking at my desk again? Because it looks like there's no
actually,
place.
I'm looking at mine. But whenever I was zoning into yours, I'm like, oh, my God, what's he writing on? There's little papers everywhere.
Oh, yeah, there's little papers everywhere. There's envelopes. And I was trying to go, okay, what was this number here? I forgot to write the name down. I'm like, I got a nice number here. And then I call them back, and they're like, who are you? I'm like, oh, this is not helping. They don't know either. So I was like, cool. Because actually, seriously, when we got the sponsor that we did, we usually do two-hour shows, right? And that one night, we didn't have the money to do no more than a 30-minute show. So this one guy called me, and he said, don't you have a show tonight? I'm like, oh, yeah, we did, but we only had 30 minutes. It wasn't like the regular for 2 hours. He goes, oh, that's too bad. I said, yeah, but we'll be on tomorrow night, and I'm hoping to do a longer show, but if we don't, we'll put you on first, okay? He's like, okay, no problem. Well, he hangs up, and he calls back 10 minutes later, and he goes, so how much would it cost to sponsor your show? And I was like, yeah, it's like, you tell everybody out there, put out the universe, man. You'd be amazed exactly what's going to happen. That happened so quick. I said, God, if we could just get a sponsor right now, it'd be great. We could get that show. And he calls me back and says, okay, I'll sponsor you. I'm like, did he hear what I just said? That was amazing. Yeah, so.
Cool.
Every time I ask, I always get. So therefore, I'm putting it out to the universe to tell everybody else the same thing. Just ask. You'll be surprised what you get. Okay, Lori, well, I appreciate you calling, and I'll definitely be in touch with you this time, I promise.
All right. Here.
All right.
Thanks.
You have a fantastic night and a fantastic weekend, okay?
Thanks, Dawn. You too.
All right. Go get some sleep.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, we're playing some music in between. Here we go. Let's go on area code. Okay, one more time. Carrie, let's go to area code 214. Welcome to the show, and how are you? I wonder if they fell asleep.
Hello.
Area code 214. What's your name, and where are you calling from?
Thanks. Hello, this is Prim.
This is who? Say it one more time. I thought I heard
Prem.
Prem. Oh, you're in the chat room, right? Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
And when we're not live, you can't hear us in the chat room, can you? It's say if you're in the chat room, but you're not.
When the show ends, it ends.
Yeah. Well,
you
it's
don't
funny
hear
anymore.
Being on the chat. I was the only one on there.
Right. Now, I was talking to a friend of mine, and she said that if you're in the chat room and you're listening to Blog Talk Radio, you haven't called in, you're just in the chat room and listening.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as we go into record mode, the show's over. You can't hear us any longer.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize that because I was sitting there telling people, so how come people are not responding in the chat room? Well, they couldn't hear me, so we started getting somebody to actually write.
Where did everyone go?
Yeah, they can't hear you any longer. So if someone's not chatting back with them, then there's no one to chat with. So how can we help you?
I guess I want to know what's going on, what's in store.
About what? Sorry. Say it a little bit louder. I didn't hear you. Sorry.
To see what's in store. What I need to know.
Okay. To see what's in store. I didn't realize you had your own shop. I'm just kidding. What is in store? As in,
okay.
What's in aisle?
You gotta stop hanging out with me.
What's in aisle 6? That one guy was there saying, the only thing that happened in aisle 6 was a lot of sex. I was like, okay, thank you. I appreciate that. But we can pretty much tell what he does in his spare time, right?
Spare time?
Yep. His spare time, yeah. Talking about the spare tire and all kinds of stuff. I was sitting there looking at some things, too, where we feel like that with the situation of things that are going on in your life, are you looking for a new beginning?
Oh, yeah.
Almost like a focus of shifting and sliding and going, let's wipe the slate clean and go, there's got to be a better way. And
yeah.
I keep getting the impression, too, that you still need to continue to do some cleaning of the clutter. Would you say that you still have residuals from past relationships?
In what way, though? I've been doing a lot of work myself.
Well, sometimes you have to realize this in the process of relationships, okay, that they could be layers. And then when you take care, so you're thinking, I got rid of that. That's the first layer, okay? And it's like the ideal, the one way to see that you still have blockages is to look at your life and see what things are not working. Or like the prosperity is not as good as it could be when it should be a constant flow. So it's the idea of telling you that there's something within you. And that's, I've always noticed that when you connect with these situations, it always has to do with relationships. And relationships seem to be the ones that can clutter many parts of your life where you're having that success problem. And I was talking, we had this not too long ago, we were talking to some lady about, she thought it was unspiritual. It wasn't spiritual to be open to receive. She didn't realize that they're both mutually important.
Mm.
That's what keeps the flow of prosperity coming in your life, because when you're giving to somebody, they'll be giving back to you. So you have to be open, not just to giving, but you have to be open to that receiving part. When I sit there and
that's
the
something
I got
the universe smacked me in the head with this year. Mm-hmm.
Right? No, I understand that one. Boom. Oh, I got hit again.
Yeah.
right?
That's correct.
Like I said, the first card I pulled out for you was the idea of
I
trust your feelings. Yeah.
Because
the thing I got the most with you was the idea of trust your feelings and dreams to guide your career path. Just, you know, you look at those things and go, okay, what do you want to do? What are your wants, needs, and desires? Like my favorite affirmation in here is to say, my income far exceeds my wants, needs, and desires. So there's always a divine surplus. So when I desire to do something, I can do it at the time I desire it. And it's the idea of being very, very firm with yourself, okay? And say that you do, and you are worthy, and you're deserving of everything and anything. That was your divine birthright in the first place. It's the ideal of things that you've gone through that have kind of tarnished that. And you still need to do it. It's like brass. You know, brass, we take brass and we polish it all the time. But it still has a tendency to get tarnished because of what it's experienced. And what affects it during the day. Every day, something affects it. So, therefore, at the end of the week, we have to cleanse it. And buff it and shine it and the whole thing. Same thing with ourselves. We don't realize as we go through our days, there's always things that we're being bombarded with.
Right.
So when you sit here and say, I've been doing a lot of work, of course you are, but sometimes people think it's kind of like it's working against us, because as we're cleansing ourselves, we're being bombarded with some more. And this is where we always talk about the pink light, or some people like the gold light, whatever, some kind of protection. The reason it's good to have that kind of protection, or even asking the angels to surround you with protection, so therefore you can filter out that bombardment, so you can actually focus on getting clear and getting to a point where you can be really in a situation of actually manifesting from that golden essence within your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Like I sit here and said, I got this... I cannot remember exactly what it was, but I knew it was on YouTube. And it was in this one section about affirmations, okay? And the affirmations were affirmations that just cover about anything and everything. It's got one for materialistic affirmations. It's got adventure affirmations for adventures. You want to be adventurous and travel the world? It's got affirmations for that. It's got appropriate boundary affirmations, emotional wellness affirmations, healing affirmations. And excuse me. And also, what was it? We got success. And then my favorite was the spiritual one. Like here on the spiritual one, it says, my primary intent is to realize the presence of God within. I give thanks for my steadfast confidence in my consciousness of spirit within as my master creator. I joyously meditate daily. It's fun, effortless, natural, and the essential part of my everyday life. I seek peace first. Peace reigns supreme in my life, now and always. I seek atonement. I am completely connected to the power and presence of God at all times. And then the one I was centered to my career, I got this one here where it says, I enjoy receiving incredible money, prosperity, acknowledgement, success, and fulfillment from my work as a psychic medium, spiritual advisor, like I said before, a show host, and shop owner. Thank you. It's all happening now. I was trying to find that one, but I remember it so clearly. I just feel like it was going to pop up here any time. But we have personal growth affirmations where you're at talking to God. This is what I was talking about here. I'm deserving and worthy of an awesome relationship. And the process of just using that one affirmation, when you say relationship, it's your relationship with money. It's your relationship with people. It's relationship with your romantic situations. And it's your relationship with yourself. And actually, the relationship with yourself comes first, of course. But that's what I'm saying. It's kind of amazing when people go, oh, I'm deserving, I'm worthy of an awesome relationship. They think romantic. But you really can't have a really strong romantic relationship with anybody until you have that one with yourself. I think it's one of the things that's very important.
Mm-hmm.
And to sit there and look at situations, I feel my love attracting love. So therefore, you see, it's another thing. It goes right back to you. Saying, okay, you need to focus on this. Okay. That when you have that deep, deep love for yourself, it's just going to be like a river, and it's going to pour out and touch everybody anyway. And that's how it works. By being yourself, that's how you get that. And everything you want, seek, everything you want, need, and desire, that's how you get it to come to you. Love is a very strong, powerful magnetic itself. There's one great affirmation in here, and I can't seem to find it. But I think you get the idea when I'm sitting here looking at the situation going, okay, I know what it is. That one is so close to this one, that's why it happens. I'm sorry. You go right ahead and you tell us. You're going to do it this year. I'm very confident in that whole thing. So all the things that you're doing and working on and that kind of stuff, it's just the idea. Even the things you're thinking about following through, I just get the impression you follow through with them. You got some great... a great outcome coming to all those things, okay?
Yay.
Here's my favorite right here. I know that I am worthy of happiness and success. I am on my way to becoming $1 million richer because I am $1 million richer. Are these some of the things that you... Yeah, one thing I've learned, too, that when you say these affirmations and you have a tendency to stutter through them, it's also a way of pointing out blockages within you.
Mm.
That when you can't say it, and the simplest thing to do, people might want to make this more complicated than it really is, but the simplest thing to do is just keep saying the affirmation until you can say it without stuttering through it. If you feel some kind of movement within yourself, what is actually happening is you're removing those blockages within you to obtain that by saying it over and over again. That's what affirmations are for, to get rid of those obstacles. Yeah. I'm telling you, it's happening. This is what we call one of those years that people say that the world's coming to an end. No, actually what's happening is everybody's perception of lack and limitation is coming to an end in favor of saying, I know what I can do, and nothing is impossible because it says it. God said it. Nothing is impossible through me. I am. But it's also the ideal of saying the same thing to yourself. When I say I am, you're also talking to yourself and God. So therefore, let it happen. Let it out. I guarantee when you do, you're going to see some wonderful things happen. I've done it myself where you sit there and go, gosh, I'm focusing too much on people and affirmations and God and materialistic stuff. And then I just kind of like let everything be what it is and myself. Everything seems to fall into place, and next thing I know, I got all these readings coming in. Before, I was just focusing on the readings. I need readings. And I was still in that state of needing it. It wasn't until I let go of it and said, I have it now, that all of a sudden these people started contacting me and saying, hey, can we do a reading? I was like, wow, that was incredible. How did I do that? I detached from it. Oh, yeah. The things I've been trying to teach everybody else to do. Don't be freaked out when they say detach. It doesn't mean you give up on it. It means you let go of it because you know it's going to happen and allow it to unfold naturally. Naturally. You can do that, can't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can.
Thinking and going over the thing. So I just want you to sit there and think about it yourself. You can do it. You can. You've always been able to do it. But it's one of those things that trying to help people understand that sometimes in the process of focusing and manifesting something, what we're doing, we can get caught in it so easily too, is that we're focusing on that space.
Right.
Where we're trying to get that manifestation to happen, to occupy that space, we're focusing on the empty space. See, we're focusing on that when we should be focusing on the outcome, which is the object of our desires. Not the lack of the space that we're talking about. You know what I'm talking about? Like, say you have a boyfriend and you break up with him. Are you trying to get your boyfriend back, or are you focusing on the space that he used to occupy? So just ask yourself that, or the ideal manifestation. Are you trying to manifest because of what the world says you need, or are you really focusing on what you want? Because those things can work against you so easily. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, very much so, yeah.
So when we sit and ask yourself, okay, what's that?
I love the affirmation that you said, my love attracts well. And that just drops in my head very well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm always trying to sit there and look at the situation. Like we were sitting talking about, like if you want to lose weight, you don't focus on losing weight. You focus on what you want to weigh.
Yeah.
So if you focus on the 50 pounds, the reason you can't get rid of it because you're focusing on the 50 pounds. So what you want to do is you want to focus on, if you lost 50 pounds, how much would you weigh? Oh, you weigh 200 pounds? Well, focus on like this one here. I feel wonderful and look fantastic now that I weigh 200 pounds, have a 33-inch waist, flat stomach, and in great physical condition, looking and feeling and being 25 years old. Or whatever you want to be, you know. If you want to be 16, go focus on that. But why wouldn't you want to be 16 again? Ooh. Anyway, but...
Yeah.
the one that stuck with me the most was I keep doing... Yeah, when you sit and focus on that. I also did the same thing with the relationship. You say, I feel wonderful and feel fantastic now that I'm with my soulmate twin flame. We're now together. So you sit and focus on that as it already being a done deal. And then you say, this or something better now manifest for me in totally satisfying and harmonious ways for the highest good of all concerned. Thank you. No, thank you. I got it, Darren.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. Huh?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a good question.
What's that?
Mm-hmm. Are we gone?
No, I'm here.
Oh. Okay.
Wait, we're also, my nephew was going to talk about my laptop I got. He says I should go to Walmart, but see, at Walmart they don't sell what do they call those computers? Tabijos. Anyway, it's a nice computer. The one thing that I was sitting trying to stress to everybody, too.
I had a friend.
Okay. Good. No, all I was going to say was that people have to understand that love is the triumph of imagination over intelligence, because we have a tendency to think too much in situations when we should actually be letting the love, which actually resonates from our heart, our soul, our essence, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then the ideal of illuminating our mind to see what we feel, and then putting them both together to accomplish seeing the truth and seeing everybody for who they are. But we have to be ourselves in order to see those things too as well. Like I was looking at this one right here when it's a very cool prayer in the sense of it's focusing, it's a focusing meditation. And it's one of those things where you're focusing on the love of people and seeing that God essence in everyone and yourself and that kind of stuff. And I was sitting there going over it myself, where it's talking about family units, your friends, your family, and just covering about anything and everything. You ever notice when you sit there and look at things and it's in your own journal that you still have a hard time finding it? It was like on page 6. Okay, it's not on page 6 today. What happened? And it's not a rotating column here. So, but it was like one of those things where people want to work with Archangel Michael, or Archangel Raphael, or the chakras, and it's the idea of realizing that they all are very important, and in some way you can incorporate those things in your life, help all those things, not just picking one or the other. Then you're going to see some really great results in your life. Here it is. Today I send love to this world, and I call everyone my friend, regardless of who they are or what they've done, for I see only the Spirit of God in every person, including myself. I love the completeness I am, the selfhood of God we all share as our eternal reality. I look within to this magnificent self, and I say, I love you with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. I guarantee if you can say that to yourself, don't be surprised if you catch yourself saying it to somebody else because you actually feel it. Because it's, you know, it talks about, and I love all my neighbors on earth as I love myself, for we are one. We're all connected. You know, I've heard this so many times with people who say, well, I'm connected with this person. But they don't want to explore it. It's almost like they're scared to explore it, to see what it really all, really is about, because it might not be what they wanted. So they're feeding into a fear already. It's just going to keep them from actually experiencing something really great. I told a lady today, I said, it's like this. When you're in a relationship and a person looks at you and, you're treating yourself like you're something special, and then and a lot of times we have a spouse who looks at you and go, what do you think you are? You think you're so special. If somebody could just look at that person at that time and say, of course I feel special, because I couldn't have a special relationship without having someone special in it besides myself, which is you. And they sit there and say, did you feel the shivers too? You know, and that's the whole point of actually having that kind of experience, not just with a romantic relationship, but having with everybody within your life to realize that's the kind of loving person that you really are, that you were created to be in the first place. It's just the world has a tendency to give you residues to tarnish that from time to time. And the idea of doing chakra clearings and focusing and meditations and praying, working with God, the angels, archangels, and the masters, working all these things is the way to keep you shining bright so everybody can see that specialness within you. So you'll never have to say it. You'll never say it. You'll never have to say, I love you. But you just will because you feel it, you know? And do you see people do this before? They say, I love you.
Right.
I love you. And they'll say, I love you. And what they're doing is they want you to say it. I love you. Hello. And you're sitting there going, okay, I heard you. You know, it's not a realization. If you're caught up in that kind of mode and you're trying to sit there and try to get a response, like I always say, if you sit there and look at a situation and you're like, okay, my spouse is not loving me enough, what's really going on, you should look at the situation for what it really is. It means you haven't loved yourself enough that day, because it's nobody's responsibility to make you happy and to love you like you can love yourself. But I guarantee if you start loving yourself and giving that attention to yourself, you will find someone else who does that. Because why? Like attracts like. So when you're giving it to yourself, you attract someone else who's also doing it to themselves. But in the process of two people loving themselves, it's easy to love somebody else, I guarantee you. Because it's just spontaneous, ooh, I love you, I love me, I love everybody. I love that tree, too. Sorry, sweetie. What'd you say? Do you love?
Yeah, that's
go ahead.
I do love trees, and I feel that way too about a lot of things around me. Just loving yourself, you really find love in just everything around you.
Mm-hmm.
Even the books that I have and my computers. Not because I own them, but you know, love, I wouldn't have to.
It just is. You sit there and I think one good affirmation I thought was good here was like, I love unconditionally. I give my love freely, and that love returns to me in bountiful measures. I am worthy of love, of being loved, and I accept the love of others. I think of all the people I know by name, and I feel the harmlessness and the harmony that exists between us. I was telling my friend, I said, the reason I like this meditation, because it also says, I look at my family unit. I see only the expression of love, goodwill, kindness, and respect of all members. I am thankful for my friends, and I see our relationships deepening in love, joy, and mutual understanding. And I know there is a special someone with overflowing love to share who at this moment is being attracted to the love I have to give. Two flames soon uniting as one in a bond of love and ecstasy. Love is everything. Oh, how I love love. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But when you look at the last part when it says, I know there is a special someone with overflowing love to share who at this moment is being attracted to the love I have to share. What it's saying is they're talking what? No. It's what it's talking about is talking about you loving yourself and attracting your true self to come out. In the process of doing that, then you're going to attract your true soulmate because you're being true to yourself, and then they'll be true to themselves and allow it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Next you know, you're on the same page. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's the number one focus in your life right now? Silence. I like silence too.
I guess it's facing that.
I mean, if you have many things on your mind you're thinking about, I understand that. But I'm just saying, you know, sometimes the idea of pointing out the most important thing to you is to help you focus on one thing, to get the ball rolling, and eventually you'll hit all those things and you'll find the solutions.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to tell us what it is or what
yeah.
it should be. It's the ideal. That's something you should be asking yourself.
Well,
you know, later on when you're doing your little thing. But trust is the key right here. That was the biggest card that came out was trust.
Yeah.
And can you do it?
I
you know, sometimes people say, I can trust myself. I can trust people.
Better at it?
Huh?
Uh-huh.
No, say that
again. Yeah. I hear what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
With the trust thing, it's also coming in many ways. I mean, the
mm-hmm.
universe has really tried me this last year, but most of it since January to like even harder to where it's about
mm-hmm.
showing me to let go and to just trust in the outcome because it's already set.
Yeah, it's allowing yourself to be.
Yeah.
That was that.
And, you know, just like, like right now I'm
mm-hmm.
packing up to move out of my apartment. And financially I really, you know, job-wise and all that, it hasn't been happening, but I understand
mm-hmm.
the bigger plan is I'm just learning to just trust and not go into a panic mode. And
right.
I'll be going to see my mom overseas and that have family help put the money together because I can't right now. And so
mm-hmm.
it's stressful. It's stressful, but at the same time, I get it. It's just really about letting go and just trusting in the bigger plan.
Oh, yeah.
And
Go ahead.
I have a friend who has put some he's got some listings in stocks that should be coming in, and
mm-hmm.
He pretty much promised to give me a good cut of it, and it's like a couple of he said he would give me about $30 million from it, and I don't know if that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because that would just rock my world.
No. So it's the ideal that happened. You get the impression.
I would like it to happen, yes.
I get the impression. I do feel like it's going to happen. You get the impression with the situation, like I saw this card, it was talking about your soulmate might not be what you had saw within your mind, but it's the idea of taking another look at the situation and seeing a person for who they are, which actually might be in your best interest, and which you never thought about, and then open your heart. But I'm seeing with the situation yours, it's on the same line, but it might not unfold the way you want it to, and it might not happen as soon as you want to, but you get the impression it will. So keep that in mind, but I do feel like it's going to happen. It comes to me and says, it's going to happen. Then it says, soon. That kind of drives me crazy, too, when they say that soon thing, which means it can happen any time.
Yeah. Whose time? Our time is theirs,
too. Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, this is in regards to a mate, or... I kind of lost in the first two things that you just said.
Okay.
Because from my, it breaks in and out, and I think it's because of the weather out here in Dallas, so
yeah,
I apologize.
No, it's okay. You were talking about something, and you're wondering if it's going to happen. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, what's that situation that you were talking about? Just to get us all refreshed in this whole thing.
It has to do with the money that's supposed to be coming in through a friend, a male friend, and he had promised to give me a good cut of it.
Okay. And what I said was, I feel like it's going to happen, but it was like a card I saw. Where it was saying, with your soulmate, your soulmate might not be what you had first conceived, but you will definitely see it as being your soulmate. So it will definitely happen. It just might not be the person you think it is. And this situation here came to me as in more on the format of how it's going to play itself out, where it says it's going to happen. It just might not play out the way you would like it to. And maybe the timing will be off, but it will definitely happen. That's what I said. So with the situation at hand of what you really want to do, they're also saying that you should sit back, sit down, regroup, look at the situation of how you could actually sit down and write a nice affirmation to actually help it happen the way you want it to and when you want it to.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like a caution. Write it down. Put it out to the universe. But realize one thing, too. When you order something from a catalog, you don't order it four or five times. You just order it once. You trust it. You trust the process. You trust the situation. And you let it happen. And it happens. It's as simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
And like I tell people before, I always put a twist on mine. Like if I send money to a friend of mine, in a letter, and they said you shouldn't send cash in the mail. I said, well, yeah, you can send it through the mail. What you need to do is put a little prayer and ask the angels to protect it and to even get it there a couple of days earlier. And don't be surprised if it don't happen just like that. Where it'll point out to you exactly what you can do and how much control or, like they always said, we have dominion over this planet. That means everything and anything that's going through it. I think we have the same thing with all the universe, too. So when astrology kicks in, and people say, well, you know, the moon, the conjunction, I'm sort of going, yeah, but those are giving you a heads up on how you're going to proceed in those situations. You're not supposed to let them control you. Of course, that's my opinion. It's like the ideal. The moon is going to be full, and it's going to be full of energy. So what you should do is you start looking at the situation of how powerful the energy is going into the full moon and coming out of the full moon, and then work with that energy. So when the moon does become full, most people who haven't worked with it are out of control. But if you work with it and the process of it going full, you become part of it and it works for you. And that's what we're saying with the idea of getting readings. Mm-hmm. Don't sit there and go, okay, I'm going to meet somebody, and then just sit around and wait and don't do anything. I mean, sometimes I feel like time frames are put out there for one thing, so a person can actually work on themselves to make sure that they're prepared, that nothing's going to stand in the way of having that relationship. So do the work, you know? And that's what I'm saying here, motivation of details. I keep getting motivation of details to bring this thing around so quickly in the situation, because we're not really manipulating, because people would say, well, it's a person, so you're manipulating that person. No, what you're doing is you're asking God and the angels to clear the path, to make it a smooth transition. You know, I'm in a situation, I'd like to have this money, even to the point of actually maybe pointing out to you that you have options, you know?
Right.
But also saying you can manifest anything you want. So get with it, sister. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, when you sit and look at the situation and say, we love you, so love yourself, in the process of having that kind of energy, everything's coming to you. It's not the idea, will it happen? It's the idea, it's happening. So just open up to embrace it. The more you open up, the more you're going to embrace it sooner.
Okay. Sounds good.
Like
that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's definitely get a chance. To, you know, I'd love to do a private reading with you, but also love to hear from you and see how things unfold for you. I think you have a nice story to tell us.
I'm
and where
sure
you say you're calling from?
You're
in Texas, right? You're in Texas, right?
Dallas. Yeah.
Dallas. At this time of the year, are we talking heat wave or what?
No, it's actually been really pleasant, but it's been very fickle. Like we've had about 3-4 days of where it's been nice, and it almost feels like spring. And then today, and yet. Today, the cold front come in, it's been really windy and overcast.
You live in Texas, but you're also originally from somewhere else, correct?
Cool.
Isn't that true?
Yes, I was born in Southeast Asia, and yes.
Mm-hmm. I know we talked to you
I
before,
lived in
I was
Australia,
just...
So.
Yeah, something was just...
Yeah, we
have...
Hmm?
No, go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was just saying you're not originally from Texas.
No.
Have you been wanting to go back to where you're from, or has Texas kind of grown on you?
For a visit. I do love Texas. I do.
Mm-hmm.
I love traveling too.
Right.
So, in me. And that's why I've got the itch. I'm like, I really want to travel and, you know, start on a new place with everything.
Well, I'm sitting here going over some things too in here too, but get you some affirmations for travel. I want to experience more adventures. Happy to tell everybody else. Do what you got to do. I actually had that one. I wish I could remember that site too, because I got those affirmations from there, and I decided I saw the affirmations and just started writing them down. But I knew it was on YouTube, and I think that there's a couple sections on there for affirmation. And I think anything you can get on there is affirmation and that kind of stuff. You can make them your own. Sometimes you just got to reconstruct them. Where they fit your life. But, you know, like I said before, it's good to have just putting out a basis, write your article and just put it out there and then go back over later and edit it. It's the same thing with the idea of manifestation. Sometimes you got the list, sometimes you got to go over it a couple of times and correct this and that kind of stuff. And it's because you're allowing yourself to be opened up to the situation. And you start thinking and you start focusing, you start flowing more and more things start coming out of wants, needs, and desires. And you get clarity on them. And you write them down and manifest them. You're going to be doing a whole lot more travel. Because the one thing I came to me the most, too, is the idea you need to open your mind up to all the possibilities that are going to happen this year.
Because
some of them are going to be surprising. I mean, it's like the idea when I got that shot for the first time and I didn't pay a dime. I was just an opportunity to work with somebody and then another opportunity to own half that shop a month later. You know, it's the idea, don't get caught up in the logical thing. I said, well, you know, I have no money. How could I do this? No, what you do is you realize that most big adventures, most successful ventures out there business-wise, all started with a vision. It wasn't money. It was a vision. And the vision had the tendency to manifest. It attracted just accordingly just so that would happen. Okay? So keep your mind open.
Mm-hmm.
Any kind of meditation that you can do to actually say, I need to almost like look at my mind as having a trap door and having it wide open. So therefore I can take advantage of each and every opportunity that crosses my path. And the idea of giving service to another enhances my life spiritually and financially. Alrighty?
Yep, spiritually and financially.
Okay. Well, we thank you for calling.
Yep.
And you have a fantastic weekend, and please give us a call back.
Thank you
very much. Love you. Huh? Oh, you're welcome. I heard you.
Well.
Thank you. So you're welcome. Sorry.
Thanks.
Here's it. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Bye-bye. You have a good night. Life in the past night of Kansas City. Let's see here. All right. Area code 4480. Welcome to the show, and how are you? What's your name?
I'm great. My name is Yvette.
Your name is Yvette?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Yvette, I want you to do me a favor, okay?
Okay.
We only have a minute and 22 seconds left in the show, okay?
Okay.
And we're going to cut us off. So if you want to get a couple questions answered, you're more than welcome to call me back.
Okay.
At 740.
Let me get to the work. Put it down just once. 740.
740-601-9835.
Okay.
Alrighty, and I'll answer those questions for you, I promise. And if you do me a favor, just keep it at two questions. I'll try to answer them to the fullest as much as I can. It's just that my energy is really going down the other side of the hill. So,
understandable.
Alrighty. So you give it to me a call back then, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. All right, Dee, we're going to head out of here. Thank you. This is the first time we've ever had a chance to say,
Have a good
night, and I'll see you tomorrow night. And if there's anything you want to cross over.
I'm going to send you an email on something.
All right, no problem then.